Production. Recorded live.
Amen. God bless y'all. Amen. I'd like to welcome y'all to another Talk Shoe segment of the Spirit of Elijah Ministries. I'm your host, Apostle Lionel Blair. Amen. And I see Prophet Thompson just logged in the chat room and he's on the call. God bless you, Alice. God bless you, Monica. Apostle Davis. God bless you, Pastor Jackie. God bless you. Amen. Today, amen, I didn't come with no in-depth specialized teaching, amen, but the Lord had just put it in my spirit, amen, to talk about the ministry of healing and deliverance, amen. And after the word goes forth, amen, we're going to actually begin to minister deliverance, because how many know that deliverance is well needed in the church? Amen. Healing is well needed in the church. It is the sign of a believer. Amen. Let me prove that to you in scripture real quick. Amen. Let me go to the word of God. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, it says, "And these signs shall follow them that who believe." It didn't say these signs shall follow just an apostle. It didn't say these signs shall just follow those that are prophets. Amen. It didn't say these signs shall just follow the evangelists or the people of the fivefold ministry. It says that these signs shall follow them that believe. So every believer right here, this is proof right here that you are a believer or not if these signs follow you right here. It says, "In my name they shall cast out devils." Every believer has an obligation to deliverance ministry. Amen. Every believer is obligated to be able to cast out devils. Amen. That's one of the things that qualify you for being a believer, is in your ability to cast out devils. Amen. "They shall speak with new tongues." Every believer ought to have new tongues, amen, not just your English language. I'm talking about some tongues, some other language, amen, amen. It's part of the sign of a believer, amen. So you're supposed to have a prayer language, hallelujah, as a believer, amen. It says, "They shall take up serpents." Amen. "And and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Amen. So this is the proof right here that you are a believer, is in your authority over the works of the enemy, your ability to cast out devils and lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Amen. So this is something that should be in every church, operating to some degree in the life of every believer. And what I'm seeing now is a lack thereof in the churches. Amen. I didn't come to bash tonight. Amen. I came to help some folks tonight. Because God is really concerned about his people. Amen. And there should not be no kind of demonic anything in the life of the believers. Amen. And the thing about it is, you know, we don't stress deliverance enough. Every church is supposed to be a healing and deliverance ministry. Amen. Deliverance, I heard Apostle Eckhart say this. He said that deliverance is not a specified ministry. Amen. It is the ministry of the believer. It is the ministry of Jesus Christ. Can I say that again? Deliverance is the ministry of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, as he is, so are we in the earth. So we're supposed to be duplicating everything that Jesus did. So we're supposed to have healing and deliverance ministries. Now, when you're operating in the fivefold ministry, a lot of times there's greater authority or greater thrust in deliverance ministry, but to some degree, every believer is supposed to operate in this type of ministry. Amen. You know, so we're going to touch on this today because, you know, there's a lot of wounded people. I'm talking about the people of God now. I'm not talking about the ones that have not received Christ yet. Amen. Because the church has to be delivered and healed first from their wounds. Amen. In order to bring that to the world, because you can't give what you don't have. Praise the Lord. So, you know, I'm noticing that, and I was on the, I was talking to Apostle Davis earlier, and we were just talking about how, you know, there's even a lot of pastors and leaders that are in need of deliverance ministry. A lot of them are wounded. A lot of them are hurt. And understand that if your wounds and your hurts are not addressed and taken care of, amen, then it will open the door for a lot of other things. Amen. A wounded shepherd is only going to wound his or her sheep. Because what's on the shepherd goes on the sheep. What's on the head twinkles on down to the body. Amen. So if your leaders are not fully delivered, then it's going to twinkle down to the body. And I've seen the mistake of putting leaders in position too soon, too. I've seen that with our deliverance ministry. I've seen people that come out of jail, they get saved in jail, come out of jail, and because they got a little spark and a little fire in them, amen, they get appointed as youth pastors, you know, forgetting the process, you know, the molding and the shaping, amen, and the deliverance ministry. And these people that get thrusted into ministry like that, they normally end up falling into a habitual lifestyle of sin, especially in the area of lust or anger or whatever unresolved issues that they have. Amen. And it's very important that people receive deliverance ministry before going into a ministry position, before going into a marriage. A lot of times marriages end up in a rut because the husband has his demons, and the wife has her demons, but they lie dormant because, and being that they're not addressed, amen, those same spirits go into the marriage with the other spouse. And then at an appointed time by the devil, those spirits begin to raise their head up, like, bam, I'm here. Yeah. And then it ends up destroying a marriage. I strongly believe that that's one of the number one reasons why marriages are not successful, because people fail to take care of their demons. Amen. They do not submit to deliverance ministry. And a lot of times it's just not available where they're at. Amen. You know, and that's very important. Praise God. Amen. So we're just going to address a few things today, amen. A lot of people are dealing with unforgiveness of people that have hurt them, amen. I'm feeling a couple of y'all that's listening to me now still struggling with unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Let me tell you something about unforgiveness. First of all, when you don't forgive somebody, that gives them reign and rule over your life. Amen. That thing is tormenting you. It's like a torment every time they come around. They just irritate you. Every time their name come up, it just irritates you. Amen. That unforgiveness, if you don't let that go, amen, the enemy is going to continue to come and torment your life with that thing. Amen. So you have to begin to forgive those who have hurt you. Amen. Am I talking good? Amen. You have to begin to forgive those that hurt you. Yeah, they wrong. So what? The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. God said, if you can't forgive, then he can't forgive you. Hey, because we have done plenty of stuff in our life. Hallelujah. We've done plenty of things in our lives that we don't deserve forgiveness for, but God forgave us. So why is it that we cannot forgive other people? Amen. I know I'm not preaching an exciting message today. I know I ain't talking to all this apostolic and prophetic stuff today. Amen. I know I ain't talking about money or nothing like that today. Amen. Y'all don't hardly ever hear me talk about money anyway. Amen. But I'm not talking about all this old deep stuff today. Amen. I'm talking about you being delivered. Some people in ministry now be walking as apostles and prophets, still got hidden demons on the inside. And yes, understand this. Some people say, I got the Holy Ghost. How can I have a demon? Understand this. We are a three-part being of spirit, soul, and body. What is the area that the devil messes with people the most? In their mind, right? Come on. The mind is the gateway to everything. Amen. If the devil got your mind, he got you. Because your mind controls every part of your body. Amen. So the soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. Hallelujah. The mind, the will, and the emotions. A lot of times spirits can lodge themselves in the soulish part of a person's being. Amen. He's not too much after your spirit because that belongs to God. Amen. But if he can get your soul, that's why we have to be whole in every area, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Am I talking good yet? Hallelujah. Spirit, soul, and body. All that got to line up together. Amen. That's how you truly know that you're truly walking in the things of God when your soulish realm begins to line up with the things of God, because in the soulish realm, that's where your intellect at. Amen. That's where your flesh is tempted at. Hallelujah. Amen. So that part needs to be purified. Amen. A lot of folks have all kind of impure thoughts. Amen. A lot of that stuff is a result of what's already in you that have not been cast out of you yet. Amen. If you would just sit there and just be honest for a second, if you would just sit there and be honest and really think about the things that you got going on the inside of you, the things that you know that's not God, the urges that you have, the thoughts that you have. Some folks constantly think about their past. Some folks constantly think about, you know, what's going on with them. You know, some folks constantly worrying. That's a spirit. Amen. Because one thing about it, the enemy can present something to you, but if you entertain it, that's a gateway to entry. I'm going to say it again. The enemy can present stuff to you. Amen. But if you entertain it, that is gateway for entry. Hallelujah. So a lot of times we have allowed stuff in because we entertained it. We've allowed stuff to entertain us. That's why you have to be careful what you watch on TV. Amen. You have to be very careful. Everybody reading these Harry Potter books, and some folks got the whole saga, the whole episode. That's a demon. Amen. And if you allow that stuff to entertain you, amen. And then that's funny, the word entertainment, I'm seeing the word now. You got the word enter, and then you got the word taint. Amen. Once it enters, it's going to taint you. Hallelujah. My God. That's a word right there. That's a revelation. See, once that thing enters, it's going to taint you. Hallelujah. That's the whole purpose of entertainment, to present something to you. And then once you partake in it, once you take pleasure in it, lust of the eyes, once you partake in it, amen, then it entertains. Come on now. My Jesus. Hallelujah. So, amen. I wanna get into some things real quick, and then we're gonna minister deliverance on this line tonight, because you all are not here by coincidence. And I'm gonna understand that this is not to shame you. This is nothing, amen. This should be something common in the church. We've made deliverance ministry to be such a shameful thing, amen. Amen. Some folks, if you got devils, you got devils. It just needs to be cast out, amen. Amen. Ain't no, it's not to shame you. Amen. If it's going to shame anybody, it should shame the enemy. The Bible says Jesus made an open spectacle of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. He spoiled principalities and powers. Amen. So understand this. Let me just read something too. And I'm just gonna go through some things tonight, amen. I don't have no planned program. I don't have not too much of nothing written down, amen. All I have is the Holy Ghost tonight, amen. And that's good enough. Praise God. Understand this: the more you know about deliverance ministry, the more authority you have. I'll say that again. The more you know about healing and deliverance ministry, the more authority that you have. And I'm trying to go to healing, but the Lord got me dealing in the area of deliverance right now, because there's a lot of folks that really need to be delivered from past stuff. I'm feeling somebody that's listening to me now. You've had problems with your dad. Amen. You had areas of rejection with your dad. Amen. And you felt like your dad really neglected you. I don't know if he's alive or is he dead or what, but sometimes, you know, even if they're dead or not, you know, some people still need to forgive their fathers or their mothers that's been dead 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 years. And man, I'm just throwing that one out there. But if somebody that's listening to me now, by word of knowledge, I feel, amen, and just, I discern you too, that you had problems forgiving your dad, and you tried everything you could to sweep that thing under the rug, you know. But the thing about it is, it affects how you treat people around you. Sometimes you get a little snappy, a little edgy, you know. That's because of with the unforgiveness that you have for your dad. In order for you to be totally free from that, and for you to have a clear head to hear completely from God without no mixture or no confusion or anything, you must begin to forgive. Amen. You must begin to forgive. Hallelujah. Amen. You must begin to forgive. Amen. And there's somebody else too that's dealing with unforgiveness. I really feel that. Yours is actually for your mother. Amen. Yours is actually for your mother. In the area where you felt like your mother has chosen men over you. You know, I know it was quite kind of a while ago, but it still affects you today. That's why the Lord is bringing it up. Amen. It's time for you to get free tonight. Amen. Tonight. Tonight, the Lord wants you to be free. Because understand this, that, you know, when things lie dormant like that and we sweep it under the rug and we allow it to lay dormant, it will show up at the most opportune time. It will rise up in you and destroy everything that God's trying to do in your life. That's, like I said earlier, that's why so many marriages fail. We bring all that stuff in marriage. Amen. Husband and wife, before they think about getting married, in the midst of their counseling, amen, they need to have a bag right there, a bag for purging. Amen. So in the midst of the counseling, the Holy Ghost should have been revealed some stuff. Amen. And some stuff should be called out. Amen. Both of them sitting right there in these bags. Hallelujah. That's why marriages fail. Amen. You have newlyweds that just be so much in love. Amen. They be so much in love, and they feel like they love each other. They want to spend the rest of their life with each other. Amen. And then all of a sudden, you know, out of nowhere. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to today. I'm talking to somebody. Because of unresolved issues of your past. And then some people marry. Oh, my God. I'm going to get in trouble. Some folks marry other people. Amen. To try to cover up something that they feel guilty about in the past, and they think that by them marrying a person that they have feelings for or they're attracted to will make things better. Amen. I know I'm coming a little different tonight. I'm not coming all hardcore tonight. Hallelujah. Because some folks need to be delivered. They really do. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. And I want to address something else, too, because the Lord is just leading me to go here. If you have tattoos or strange piercings, amen, we're gonna pray for you tonight. I just want to say something about tattoos real quick. Let me go to Leviticus 19 real quick. Leviticus 19. Hallelujah. I bless God tonight for you all coming on the line. Amen. Leviticus 19, and I'm going to read. Amen. Alice, I saw you. Amen. Verse 28, Leviticus 19:20, it says, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord." Amen. It says don't put no marks in your flesh or no cuttings in your flesh for the dead. Amen. I have a tattoo, too. I had to put all on my tattoo. Amen. See, this is the same list as not seeking wizards and working witchcraft. Hallelujah. See, tattooing yourself was back then a pagan custom, and it really is now. They just modernized it, glamorized it, and made it look good. Everybody got tattoos now. It got so bad that people are tattooing their face now. Hallelujah. Folks are tattooing their face. You see a lot of these rappers, they tattooing their face now. Don't you know that that's, I mean, I seen a guy on a magazine cover. This dude got an ice cream tattooed on his face, an ice cream cone. A big old ice cream cone on the side of his face. I'm like, how crazy does that look? But the Egyptians and the Indians, especially the Indians, you know, the Indians were into all that mysticism. Amen. The Indians worked a lot of witchcraft. And that is prevalent in the Indian culture as well. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you have tattoos, amen, we're going to pray for your tattoo. That everything that be detached from. Amen. Piercings and tattoos, strange piercings. Amen. These were pagan practices. And God didn't want his people involved in those kind of things. Tattoos and piercings is also a sign of rebellion. It is. Satan will even mark people through tattoos. I remember Apostle Eckhart stating this one time that he was ministering deliverance to. He has said that they had a tattoo of a mosquito on there, and then as he began to minister deliverance, the spirit manifested and said his name was Mosquito. My Jesus. So there are demonic attachments to these tattoos and strange piercings. Men with earrings, that is perverted. Amen. That is a spirit of perversion and homosexuality. I don't care how masculine you look, that is a perverse spirit. Amen. You see this all through the church now. Amen. You see a lot of gospel artists and people in the choir, men with two earrings and all that. See, the church has gotten so desensitized to these things. You see what I'm saying? They've gotten so desensitized. No man got no business wearing no earrings. Amen. The only ones you see wear earrings back in the day was girls. Amen. Men with earrings, it's a feminine thing. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you're a male and you got earrings, amen, we're gonna pray for your deliverance tonight. Amen. It's bondage. And then I heard a guy, G. Craig Lewis. You know, I listen to these different guys that have experienced, that are in the field of deliverance. He said there's some demons that wouldn't even come out until they took the earring off. Amen. It was a pagan practice. All them strange piercings and earrings. Everybody got nose rings. Yes, you can have pastors with nose rings. They need to take it out. Nose rings. Got belly button rings. And I ain't going to tell you what else they got pierced. Hallelujah. Perversion. Now, you would expect that from the world, but, amen, us as being people of God, we should not have those kind of strange things attached to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody had just put in the chat room, am I a prophet? I'm an apostle and a prophet. Hallelujah. God bless you, guess not. Amen. Good to have you in today. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Tattoos is a sign of rebellion. Earrings, strange piercings, rebellion. Amen. So tonight we're going to break the power assigned to your tattoos and to your strange piercings. Amen. If you got piercings, some people, they don't just, even some women, they don't have piercings just on one lobe and the other one, or some of them may have two in the earlobe, but they got it all over their ears. We're going to pray for that too. Amen. That's not God. Amen. All those are strange piercings now. Amen. So we're gonna break the power assigned to that as well. Hallelujah. So all that invites a certain spirit. Amen. And some people have not been delivered from that, and they going forth speaking in tongues, shouting, but they still got that stuff hidden on the inside. And I'm telling you, at an appointed time, Jesus, you know, that thing will manifest if it's not addressed. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless God tonight. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Those of y'all who have children, once you are fully delivered and you walking in the things of God, some of y'all need to minister deliverance to your children. I'll say that again. Some of y'all need to minister deliverance to your children. Because a lot of your children watch Disney, and Disney got all kind of stuff in it that's not God. There's a lot of spirits attached to Disney. Y'all heard me say that before. Walt Disney, y'all shouldn't be playing at it in your house. Amen. Y'all need to pray about what your children can watch and what they can't watch. Cartoon Network didn't used to be bad, but now Cartoon Network is getting bad. Amen. But definitely Disney. You know, I caught a couple of things in there that was not of God. Amen. First of all, Walt Disney himself was a Mason. And speaking of, well, I'm going to get on Freemasonry in a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. But Walt Disney is a demon. That channel, amen. And that's crazy that you got the word channel attached to TV. But anyway, that's a whole nother revelation. Some of y'all need to pray for y'all children who watch Walt Disney. Amen. Because Walt Disney got a lot of subliminal stuff in there that's not God. Hallelujah. And they're playing it into your children. And you wonder why your children are rebellious. You wonder why your children are sneaking around the corner kissing boys. Come on now. Disney is feeding that kind of stuff into your children. Hallelujah. Well, I'm being real tonight. I'll tell you how to set your house free. Amen. And if you let your child watch Princess and the Frog, you're dead wrong. You are so wrong for that. Amen. A whole bunch of Christians took their children to go see Princess and the Frog. None but witchcraft. Come on now. The guy singing about he got hoodoo and he got voodoo and all this other stuff, all this occult stuff we letting our children watch. Walt Disney ain't doing nothing but raising up a bunch of witches and warlocks at an early age. And we just sitting there laughing along with them. Amen. Don't you know God is grieved by all this? Prophet Damon, Alice in Wonderland, amen. Hallelujah. You're so right. Alice in Wonderland. All this stuff got witchcraft and occult stuff, too. Don't you know it's stuff attached to that? And you plant it in your house, and you plant it right into your house, and not only that, you sitting there watching it, and you're taking pleasure in what you see by watching it, you're planting it right into you. Amen. So we're going to break that power tonight as well. Hallelujah. My Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. You need to watch over your children. You need to be careful what your children watch, who house your children go to. Come on. Hallelujah. Now, check this out. Also, if your child, my God, if your child, understand this, if your child, can babies be born with demons? Can they? My answer is yes. Understand this. If your child was conceived in lust, adultery, rape, or any kind of sexual perverted sin, if this spirit in that child is not dealt with at an early age, amen, they will deal with all kind of sexual perversions. They will deal with all kind of emotional issues. They will deal with all kind of things. Why? Why would they deal with all kind of things like that? Because of the way they was conceived. Amen. It don't make them cursed. They're not cursed. So please don't tell your child that he or she is cursed because of the way they was. No, and don't you treat your child no different. Amen. Because even though the enemy try to work something out for bad, God will work it out for good. Amen. That child will become the greatest thing your family have ever seen. Amen. That child will be the saving for the household. Hallelujah. But those spirits in that child must be addressed. Most children that are molested when they're younger also, they grow up and they end up growing up to be either sexually promiscuous or they grow up to be homosexuals. Amen. Because when that act is being done, there's a transferring of spirits there because of the act of perversion that's being performed. Hallelujah. Um, if the child was conceived in drunkenness, out of wedlock, through incest, drug use, or whatever. Amen. The sins of that father or the attitude of the mother while pregnant can introduce demonic influence and entrance in that child's life. Hallelujah. And I feel the Holy Ghost on that. Hallelujah. A lot of times in those kind of situations, the spirit of rejection can be very common in those situations there. Amen. My Jesus. And if a parent, believe it or not, wants their child to be a certain sex, when after they find out that their child is the exact opposite sex, the enemy can try to use that too. People don't realize that. Hallelujah. Spirits can take advantage of traumatic events in a person's life too. Amen. Sometimes we go through all kind of traumatic stuff. You get into a car accident, next thing you know, you're dealing with the spirit of fear. Amen. You don't want to drive again. If a child get into a child get teased at school, start feeling rejection, then she start getting bitterness in her heart and start hating folks. Amen. I'm just letting y'all know a little bit of deliverance ministry. Hallelujah. I'm just addressing certain things. Amen. So understand that when you are, first of all, in order to want deliverance, you got to be desperate for deliverance. Amen. You got to be willing to go through deliverance no matter what you got to do. Some folks want a private session because they don't want to be embarrassed. You know, but deliverance, like I said earlier, is not to shame you. Amen. It's to shame the enemy. Deliverance should not be a shameful thing. Amen. But folks should rejoice at deliverance. Hallelujah. I pray I'm helping somebody today. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to name some things. Amen. I'm just going to name some things. Real quick. Amen. If you are or have anybody in your family that's in the Masons or the Eastern Stars, we're going to pray for you tonight too. We're going to pray for you because that stuff tends to be in the bloodline. Amen. And you must know that anybody who's in the Masons, the Eastern Stars, Knights of Pythias, Knights of Columbus, any kind of fraternity, sorority, with Greek, any Greek fraternity, sorority, I don't care if it's Christian or not. There's no such thing as a Christian sorority. Amen. No such thing. I don't care what nobody says. Amen. There's no Christian sorority. Amen. You still got Greek letters up there talking about we Christians representing us. No. You got to understand the origins of fraternities and sororities. You can't take something that was originally formed by the enemy and try to make it holy. Amen. You can't have a holy Muslim. Amen. Just because the Muslim claimed that he's holy, don't mean that he's going to heaven. Amen. He's only going to heaven through Jesus, not Allah. He can't do Allah and Jesus at the same time and still expect to get to heaven. So understand that you can't be of God in these type of fraternities, sororities. Amen. That stuff has a demonic attachment to it. I don't care how innocent your practice is. Just the fact that you're repping a secret fraternity, sorority, a secret society. Amen. And all it is an offshoot of the Masons. Hello. Then that's gate entryway for demonic influence in your life. Sotolabasi. Amen. So if you have any kind of family tie into that, we're going to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. My Lord. And I'm going to tell you something, too. Jesus forbids the swearing of oaths. He said, let your yea be yea and let your nay be nay. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. But don't swear by nothing on this earth. You know how many people take oaths? And the thing about it is the fraternities and sororities, my God, they take oaths. You're not supposed to take no kind of oath. Amen. So if anybody try to make you take any kind of oath, amen, sign something that ain't God, that is strictly forbidden by the word of God. Amen. That's why you won't catch me reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Because I don't pledge allegiance to nobody but God. Amen. I don't pledge allegiance to the United States. Amen. And we're going to break that too because of demonic attachment to that. It is. I know some folks just shocked at what I said. But yes, it's a demonic attachment to the Pledge of Allegiance. Because you're pledging allegiance to something that is other than God. Come on now. So anything outside of Jesus, the realm of the blood of Jesus, come on now. Anything outside of your commitment to God, you got to take an oath, you got to take a pledge, and you got to do all that stuff, is demonic. I don't care how innocent it may seem on the outside. Some folks may say, well, you know, he just, you know, you just just doing it out of respect for your country. The devil is a lie. I'm not of this world. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. Amen. In the natural, I'm a citizen of the United States, according to what they got written down. But being that I don't live in the flesh, I walk in the spirit, in the supernatural, which overrides the natural, I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. So therefore, that's the only, come on now, country that I'm a citizen of, the kingdom of God. Amen. Jesus said, I'm not of this world. Bless God today. Hallelujah. So Pledge of Allegiance, we're going to pray for you. And I'm pretty sure everybody done quoted that, including me. Hallelujah. Everybody done said the Pledge of Allegiance. Hallelujah. I bless God today. Amen. Amen. My God, Jesus, Monica, if you can, I want to have you to call on the line, if you can, hallelujah, Father, we thank you on today, Father, amen, hallelujah. We had an awesome time last night. The word of the Lord went forth, and then healing actually went forth last night on the line. Amen. I truly bless God for that. Amen. I truly bless God for that. And you know, I acknowledge everybody that's in the chat room right now. Amen. Amen. I see Prophet Thompson. He hung up the line. Amen. God bless you. Amen. He'll probably be back on in a little bit. But I want to say this today. The reason why I brought up some of this stuff, because a lot of us don't even know this, you know, about deliverance ministry, that when you have certain stuff, matter of fact, I'm seeing somebody now. You got a small little statue of something in your house. You need to get that out of your house. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's an African. I don't know if it's an African thing or something. I don't know quite what it is. Amen. I don't know quite what it is. But you have a little small little statue. I don't know if it's a little bald head or something. I don't know quite what it is. But you need to get that out of your house. See, a lot of times we have stuff that's in our house. You know, been and prayed over. A lot of us got African stuff in our house, and you know, African pictures, Egypt stuff. Get all anything that represents Egypt and Africa out your house. Amen. I know you're proud of your black skin. But, you know, hey, the Africans was into a lot of paganism, witchcraft. Amen. That's witchcraft continent. Hallelujah. Amen. They seeing the greatest revival of God, you know, but they also seeing the greatest uprising of witchcraft, too. Amen. And they've been clashing at each other for the longest time. You know, the kingdom of God prevails every time. You know, but, you know, hey, you can love the skin that you're in by taking care of yourself. Amen. You don't got to get every African thing that comes out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Understand this, that if we don't receive deliverance, it will always hinder the will of God for your life. It always will. Come on now. It will always hinder what God desires to do in your life. Hallelujah. It will. Because you may have it in one area, but you may not have it in another. Oh, I'm just talking tonight, y'all. I told y'all I was just going to talk tonight. Amen. I ain't had no long list. Amen. I tried, y'all. I really did. I tried to develop something. I tried to write out something. The Lord wouldn't let me. So I guess he just wanted me to talk. He told me to do one tonight. So I guess he just wanted me to talk tonight. Amen. Because some of y'all got some of the very things that I mentioned. See, the Lord knows how to personalize everything. Amen. And then a lot of times we have also, I'm feeling this in the spirit, too, we have sicknesses upon our body because of doors that we've opened. Whether it be through unforgiveness or an occult practice that we practiced before we got saved. Amen. And that area of our life have not fully been dealt with. You know, if you have a partook in occultic movies, amen, stuff like that, those are open doors. Praise God. Those are open doors. So we're going to begin to deal with those open doors on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So like I said, if you have tattoos and piercings, amen, we're going to begin to minister deliverance to you in a second. Amen. Tattoos and piercings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I helping anybody? Am I hitting the nail on the head for some folks? Amen. Amen. I pray that I'm helping you. Hallelujah. Because God wants his people free. Amen. The Lord wants his people free. Amen. He don't want you in bondage. He don't want your marriage stuck in a rut. Amen. Some folks got some hidden hurts that have not been dealt with yet, even from their childhood. You know, some folks teased you when you were small. Amen. That have not been dealt with. Amen. You don't like the way you look. Amen. But God loved the way you look. You just don't like the way you look. Hallelujah. The Lord made you. Amen. The Lord accepts you just the way that you are. He loves you the way that you are. Amen. And he'll still call you beautiful. Hallelujah. Even when you are talking down about yourself, praise God, he still calls you beautiful. Amen. My God. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to address these the areas, amen. Monica, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel since last night? This tell me everything that you feel right now.
I feel good.
Amen.
I went to work today, pain-free,
Come on, Jesus, pain free. That's what I'm talking about. Come on now, God is definitely a healer. So, since last night, you have not had any trouble with your back no more, right?
Not serious. I mean, it tried to hurt for a minute, and I had to remind it, you know, that I'm healed, so then it stopped. So.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What else did you have going on with you again? You had a problem with your lungs, right?
Yes.
Amen. How is that going for you now?
I'm not coughing. No, I can breathe, and my chest don't hurt. I feel
Hallelujah.
Fine.
Amen. Hallelujah. Do you have a doctor's appointment coming up soon?
In about 2 weeks.
Amen. I'm believing that when you go to the doctor, that you got a brand new everything. I'm believing God that you ain't gonna have to see another doctor for nothing else ever again. Amen. You ain't gonna have to go to near another doctor. If you go to the doctor, it'll be because you choose to. Amen. But you ain't gonna have to go to near another doctor ever in your life, except maybe for a checkup. Hallelujah. Arabosha. Yes, Lord. Except for a checkup. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. And the whole weight loss thing, have you been feeling a difference in that since last night?
Honestly, my pants don't want to act right. They keep sliding down, and I know that I ain't lost no weight that quick. I mean, I could have, but nah.
Come on, Jesus. I knew God was doing something. That's why I asked you. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord Jesus. My God. So I told you last night, from this day forward, from that moment on, amen, you won't gonna be the same ever again. And you have a call upon your life, and God is equipping you. He's preparing you, that's the right word, to be able to fulfill your call. Amen. So I bless God for your testimony. For those of you all who wasn't on here last night, amen, the Lord did a powerful healing on Monica. Amen. The Lord did a powerful healing on Monica. And I truly bless God for that testimony. I really do. Amen. The Lord did a powerful work. Amen. And the best is yet to come. Amen. Being that I spoke that and that came to pass, watch me speak this and this come to pass. Amen. This coming even a financial increase for you. Amen. And the Lord has been happy to speak this a lot. And, you know, those that know me personally know I'm not no financial money type preacher. Amen. I don't agree with money ministry. Amen. So I'm very careful. But in this season, the Lord must really going to pour out on his people, because he's been having me to speak that a lot. Amen. So I tell everybody all the time, you know, I'm not a money preacher. I'm not a money preacher. So if I prophesy money to you, you can take that to the bank, because I don't speak that. Amen. I don't speak that. So there's something financially that's coming to you. Amen. Within the coming weeks. Amen. Within the coming weeks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow.
Is there anybody on the line? I'm give a chance for folks to be honest. Amen. Because we ain't trying to condemn folks. Amen. But if you know that you need deliverance and healing in any kind of area, amen, the lines are open. Amen. Prophet Thompson said there's some others on the way. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Apostle Davis, you still listening? Amen. Amen. She's probably in the chat room in the seating for me. Apostle Natalie Davis. Are you listening? Hallelujah. And when a deliverance goes forth, amen, I was going to have Apostle Davis to assist in that, amen, because the Lord has anointed her in the area of mass deliverance. Amen. Now y'all know I don't just let nobody just come on in and cast out nothing, amen, but, you know, I spoke with her today, amen. The anointing is definitely upon her life. Very powerful woman of God. Amen. Very powerful woman of God. So we just believe in God for deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. And Monica, there's some things too that the Lord is going to remove from your heart. Amen. You hear me, Monica?
Yes, I'm listening.
There's some past things that are still attached there. But the Lord is going to remove that here. And every ounce of hurt that you have experienced, every tear that you might even have to cry, you see what I'm saying? The Lord is going to, my God, set all of both feet. The Lord is really going to heal that part of your life. He's gonna give you a brand new heart. I mean you got a good heart now. Don't get me wrong, but the Lord is gonna give you a big heart to love. He's gonna give you a greater capacity to love. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He's gonna give you a greater capacity to love. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And even now, the Lord is getting ready He's getting ready to touch you right now. He is, the presence of the Lord should be coming upon you in a short while, and He's really going to begin to deal with some things in your heart that concerns Him. Wow, that concerns Him. Amen. He's going to deal with some things in your heart. Amen. Because you're called to hurting people. Amen. And if you have other unresolved things that's going on, amen, the Lord, it's going to do nothing but leak off on the other people. So the Lord is dealing with that area right now. Amen. 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 And I break every generational curse of sickness. Every generational curse of anything. Do you have Masons or Eastern Stars in your family, or people that's in any kind of secret society?
Do I have what?
Do you have any people that's in your family that's ever been in any kind of secret society?
My sister, Eastern Star.
Out of the bull shot, yeah. Your sister now. Now, how did your sister get introduced into that? Because I feel something going on here.
Well, she my half-sister. Her mother is in it.
And her mother, okay, so y'all don't have the same mother, right?
No.
But I'm feeling somewhere in your family. It's somewhere in your family, too. I don't know if folks are telling you or not, but it's somewhere in your family. But yeah, I picked up that spirit of Freemason and Eastern Star. Do you and your sister get along? Yeah. Haya tobokorobo si. See, a lot of discomfort. Haya tobo si. My God. A lot of discomfort that you've been experiencing in your body. My God. Shatalaba. See, understand this. That Masonry and Eastern Star is a cult. Okay, anybody who's a Mason or an Eastern Star is a witch or a warlock, period. Anybody that's in that kind of thing is a witch or a warlock. I got to be honest with you. Amen. Anybody, I'm going to say it again. Anybody who's a Mason or an Eastern Star is a witch or warlock. Amen. And understand that, you know, if they have, oh my God, if they have something against you in their heart, because she has something in her heart against you, don't you know the devil can use that? But right now, I break every hex, every curse, every spell that has been spoken over your life. I break every word curse, every ungodly soul tie to the Freemasonry, to the Eastern Stars voluntarily and involuntarily. I break it right now by the power of the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I command every spirit of infirmity that's been tied to these occult-type spirits to loose your life, to loose your body, to loose your finances, to loose your home, to loose your relationships, and to loose your friends, your corobosi, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command them into the dry places, amen, never to return into your life ever again. I command that the blood of Jesus covers your entire home and everybody that's in it in Jesus' name. Sitorabasi. Mm-hmm. Robo shikitalabasi. Sitalabakasotolabasi. Romanamasi. Sitedabaso. Roboshia. Robosi. 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 And see, the thing about it is there's a lot of stuff attached to that, a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of sacrifices, a whole lot of symbolism, a whole bunch of stuff attached to that. There's a curse that comes with that. Amen. So, matter of fact, you should see, my God, you should see some more things are different about you after tonight too. Amen. Amen. Because you've been having some heavy warfare. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying right now, but you have some heavy stuff going on with you. I see it and I feel it in the spirit. I've been feeling some stuff ever since I got on this line, and part of it was because of what was on you. Mm-hmm. Part of it is because of what was on you, but the Lord is breaking that off of you here. He's breaking that yoke of bondage off of you. Amen. You, matter of fact, you're going to find yourself more at peace in your mind. And every tormenting spirit, they can't come no more. Here? Yeah? They can't come no more. Here?
Yeah? Amen.
And matter of fact, my God, I want you to get you some oil here. Get you some regular olive oil, because that what I'm telling you is biblical. Amen. Do you have anointing oil in your house?
Yes. Yes.
You do. Who prayed over that oil? Your pastor?
My aunt.
Who is your aunt?
Her name is Cora Jean Boswell. She's a She's been in ministry like 28 years.
Okay. Who is your pastor?
Apostle Craig Banks.
Apostle Craig Banks. And is this a ministry of healing and deliverance too?
I just started going to the church like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you just started?
Yes.
Okay. I tell you what. I want you to get your new thing of oil here. Get somebody in that ministry that you're going to now to pray over your oil.
Okay.
Get you some new oil. And what I want you to do is anoint every doorpost in your house, every window, and I'm seeing your bed too, because some things that stand by your bed too, I'm seeing. It's some demonic forces that stand by your bed. And I want you to anoint your bed, amen, and anoint your room. Anoint every room in your house, your children's room, anoint their beds too, if you have any children. Oh, yeah, oh, that's why you ain't got no children. yeah, but I'm seeing extra rooms in the house. So anoint everything in your house. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to find your house more peaceful when you do it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. My God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else that know that they need deliverance, I want you to come on the line. Amen. Come on the line tonight. Amen. We're going to pray for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you, man of God. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm fine. This is Mama LaVar. Excuse me. I have a little slight cold. But, yes, I have been having problems. Well, I don't have problems with my blood pressure. I'm not going to say that. But the medicine that I take is causing my feet to swell really bad. And
wow.
I'm going to see the doctor Tuesday to tell him to take me off of this medicine that he has me on because the swelling is just nothing like I've ever seen. So if you just keep me in prayer, it's like I look at my feet and I don't recognize them. They don't
I'll
hurt.
I'll tell you what.
They don't hurt. They're just swollen. And it's from the medicine.
I'm going to do you. Just like I did the other ones last night. Hallelujah. Because, Alice, you had the same problem too, huh? Was that Alice or Monica?
Yes, it was
problem?
Yes, it was me, Alice.
Oh, okay. and your swelling went down, right?
Yes, my swelling is gone.
Oh, praise.
Hallelujah.
My fingers, my knees, my ankles, my feet, I'm telling you, it's gone.
Oh, that's
wow.
And usually in the middle of the day, my feet will swell back up. My feet has not swell, did not swell back up. It's still down.
Okay.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm just messing up. Hallelujah. So, Mama LaVerne, what I want you to do, my God. Yes, yes, Monica. Monica says you feel like she's on fire. That's the Lord breaking all that stuff off you. Mama LaVerne, what I want you to do is lay your hands on your feet, if you can.
Let me put my phone down. Okay.
Lay your hands on your feet, and I'm going to pray, and the Lord is going to begin to remove that swelling. Harabosi, my God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, first of all, I thank you for your son Jesus and what he did on the cross.
Oh, God.
And Father, by the stripes of Jesus,
hallelujah,
she's healed from every ailment. Mm-hmm.
Harabosi. Thank you.
Everything that's afflicting her body. I command her whole entire body, from her blood pressure to her organs, Father, to everything that concerns her body, to line up with the kingdom of God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak to that swelling in her feet. And I command that the swelling begin to disappear. I command her feet to function in the way that they was made to function. In the mighty name of Jesus. I release your healing power, Father, on this line. Father, and I release it over her feet and over her entire body. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, and I command all swelling to go down now.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Thank
now.
Thank
now. By the stripes of Jesus,
by the stripes,
she is healed.
Lord,
by the power of the cross and the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
She is totally restored. You are totally restored. You're totally restored. 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 Restored.
Go.
I command all swelling to go down now.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
So noble.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your holy name, Father.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God, thank you.
What they looking like now?
It's hard to tell. It is hard to tell. Yeah, I have little thick feet anyway.
And I go by the swelling with my ankles, and when I can't, I begin to see my ankle, I always look at my ankle and say whether or not my feet are swollen. I'm looking at
And you said you're beginning to see your ankles?
I'm beginning to see my ankles, yes.
You couldn't see them before, right?
No, because they were all together.
Amen. Hallelujah. So that means the Lord bringing that swelling down, and I praise God for that. Hallelujah.
Ah, glory. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Bless God for that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's bringing that swelling
glory.
Down.
Glory. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh. Thank you.
Jesus.
Lord, I miss your name. Thank you.
You don't have any family history of people in secret societies too, huh?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, she raised me partially.
Who?
My aunt.
Say that again.
My
aunt?
Yeah, she's a minister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that runs in your family kind of deep. Hadabo Shata.
Yes.
My God.
I ran her husband. Her husband was a Mason, and she's an Eastern Star. Matter of fact, she was one of my favorite aunts. She partially raised me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's still living. She's in a nursing home right now, but she's still living.
Wow. But there's a couple of more people in your family that's dealing with that Masons and Eastern Star stuff too. You even have people in your family that's in college that's in these kind of sororities and fraternities, huh?
Now, that I do not know, and I don't know because I don't have that close connection with my family. I don't even know in college right now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, my sister's in a sorority.
Mm-hmm.
Her and I.
What kind of sorority is that?
I don't know if she's Delta or Alpha. I don't know what she is. I really don't. Whoever the elements are.
Wow. And see, think about it is too. See, that brings curses not only upon your life, but in your family's life, and especially in the life of your offspring.
Mm.
You see. Because it's something in those oaths, I don't know what it is, it's something in those oaths that goes generationally.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah, I've never known anything about any of them because I've never researched them. I've never had a desire. Never, you know, it's never really fazed me. I've never even talked to any of them about any of it because I never had an interest in it.
Wow.
Never. I just don't.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Apostle Davis, are you on the line yet? Amen. Apostle Natalie Davis. She said she was going to call. And she said she was calling in now. Amen.
Kingdom Deliverance is not on the phone.
Kingdom Deliverance is now on the phone?
That's what you're talking about. They're not on the phone. They're on the computer.
Yeah, she said she was calling in.
Yeah.
But I had wanted her to begin to minister deliverance to you all. Amen. That's her area of specialty, especially in mass deliverance. Amen. But we're going to get her on the line in just a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. But Amen. But Mama Laverne, I'm gonna begin to pray. I'm gonna begin to pray here. And my God, the Lord is gonna sever that tie that you have, because that's a tie. Being that it's in your family, you know, and it's in your bloodline. I'm gonna ask the Lord to purify the bloodline. Amen. Because a lot of times, you know, we don't have to be a part of something, but being that we're connected to it, amen, that tends to affect us. So, Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for the blood of your son, Jesus. I thank you that you sent your son to destroy all the works of the devil. You said that he that sins is of the devil, because the devil sins from the beginning. But Jesus came to destroy all the works of the devil. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you even now, Father. I break every soul tied to every secret society of Freemasonry, Eastern Stars, all fraternities and sororities, Father. I break it off of her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every soul tie, every tie, I sever it right now by the power of the blood of Jesus. I command that it be severed in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command deliverance right now to come into her life. I speak deliverance, and I call forth every unclean thing that is not like you to loose her right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, bless your name.
In the mighty name of Jesus. See, you have that thick in your, God, you have that thick in your family. That is thick in your family. I'm trying to pray, and I'm feeling how thick it is. Jesus, my Lord. See, that stuff can bring all kind of infirmities and sickness, too. When you have Masons and Eastern Stars like that in your family, my God. My God. Jesus. My God. But the Lord is doing a work on you right now as a result of that prayer. I don't know if like I see stuff peeling off you. The Lord is peeling stuff off of you. Jesus.
Thank you.
My Lord. Hayatalabasi.
Oh, bless you.
Jesus, Shotorobo Korobo Si, my Lord. Amen. Apostle Davis, you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Amen. How's your ankles doing now, Mama Laverne?
They're doing fine.
Are they going down?
They're doing a lot better. I'm just thanking God for the. Yeah,
amen.
They're not hurting anymore. They were hurting.
Amen. Well, I want them to go down.
Go down too. Give me a minute since I start going to the bathroom.
Amen. All right.
Water.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 While Mother Laverne has a business, amen. Anybody else?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
This is Pastor Jackie.
Pastor Jackie, how you doing?
I have molestation running in our family, and my sister was an Easter Star, and her ex-husband was a Mason. And because I was molested when I was a child and stuff, and my daughter, she experienced a form of it, but not all the way. She couldn't do it all the way. That was from my sister's ex-husband. At the time, they was married, and I had let her go over there.
Mm.
And he tried, but God kind of blocked it where he couldn't go do what he wanted to do. The enemy couldn't do what he wanted to do. But as a result, I raised her up in the church, but she's living a different lifestyle, and she knows that's abomination to God.
Mm.
And I think it came because of the molestation, because this girl came out of nowhere. I always knew her friends, and this one just popped up out of nowhere.
Wow. Amen. We definitely going to pray for her. And see, understand this, that when you go through things like that, and this is not just for you, this is for everybody. When you go through things like that, my God, there are spirits that attach to you. And like I said, you have very powerful men and women of God that still have unresolved issues as a result of that. And sometimes that's how people even fall back into sin. You know, so that's why, you know, it's good that every minister of the gospel even receive deliverance ministry. And sometimes, you know, as you go forth in ministry, sometimes you may pick up some things, amen, and you need to be, you need to sit down and receive some deliverance ministry. You know, don't take God long to deliver. You know, I'm not saying, you know, sit your ministry down totally. And this, I'm just speaking in general now, you know, just to help some folks out. Amen. But deliverance ministry should be normal. Amen. Deliverance ministry should be normal. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all know I like to be open and honest, right? I was talking to Apostle Davis today. Amen. And, you know, we just begin to talk about deliverance ministry and stuff like that. And I begin to reevaluate my own life. I'm like, man, maybe some areas that I haven't been delivered in yet. You see what I'm saying? Or fully delivered, you know, because I done been cast out. Amen. Amen. I done experienced deliverance ministry before in my own life, as well as, you know, me ministering deliverance. But nobody has fully arrived. I want everybody to know that on the line. Nobody has fully arrived. Amen. So just because you're in ministry don't mean you don't need some deliverance. Amen. You could be delivered in one area, not the other sometimes. Amen. It won't stop God from using you. However, sometimes you need to make a pit stop. Amen. Hallelujah. And get some deliverance in some areas. Some things God won't bring up until you go to the next level. Some things just can't be with you in certain seasons. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope that helps somebody. Amen. So, Apostle Davis, you on the line still?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Could you minister to Pastor Jackie, please? Could you pray for her? Or however the Lord leads you.
Okay. I feel very strongly, with your permission, you said something very key. You said minister deliverance and then the ministry of deliverance. Mm-hmm. Many people, and hear me, I'm just speaking the wisdom that God has given me. Many people pray for the Lord to deliver them from things. We pray, Lord, deliver me from being so angry so I can stop fussing at these people. We pray. But look at what the Bible says. He says, and behold, I give who power? Who? Does he give that power to tread over serpents and scorpions too? Did he say, I give you power to pray that the Lord come down from heaven for me to get rid of it? The Bible says, behold, I give you power. God Amen. Gave and made us and gave us authority over our temples. We have control of what comes in and out of our mouth. We have control of what we want to do and what we don't want to do. Some, you know, people pray all day long, Lord, deliver me from smoking cigarettes, but it's you that go and get the next pack.
Amen.
So the ability to completely be delivered, actually the key, you hold yourself. People can pray all day long, God, deliver you from smoking, but until you take the initiative to put the cigarette down, mm-hmm. until you take the initiative to know that it's you. And I heard you say this at the beginning of the program here, that the Lord has given us the authority. It's us. We are the workers here. The Lord Jesus Christ is on the inside of us. So you're calling for him to help you when he's right here on the inside. It's time for you now to tap into it. Apostle has ministered deliverance, and I believe that it's time now for the ministry of deliverance, where you have the ability to get rid of those things. Not somebody pray that you get rid of them, but you stand in the authority that God has given you, and you kick them out of your house. How long are you going to be tormented?
Come on.
How long are you going to be burdened? How long are you going to be depressed? How long are you going to say the economy is down, that's why I'm broke? How long are you going to be so emotional every time a man comes in your life? How long are you going to be all of these things?
Amen.
When the Lord has given you the ability.
Say that.
To do it. So, Apostle, if with your permission,
go ahead.
Usher the people into deliverance. That's it.
Amen.
It's simple prayer. And just usher you into deliverance. Are there any people that are on this line right now that are ready to be completely set free? I've heard people say some things that may even be going on in the family. Well, how about standing in the gap for that family right now and cause a release to happen? Cause your family to be delivered. You know, things attached, spirits attached. Husband and wives are one spirit. Families are spirits that are connected.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
And deliverance is here now. The Bible says, if I cast out devils, the kingdom is coming to you. This is real kingdom work here.
Amen.
So if you're really ready to be delivered, I just need to hear you say yes. If you really want to be set free of these things, let me hear you. Is anybody on the line? If there's nobody want to be delivered, I can go. I can pass. I can be done talking. But is there anybody in here tonight that would like to be completely set free?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, all right. First of all, I want you to be honest with yourself. Be honest. In Psalms 139, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and know my thoughts. And if you see anything that's in there that may not be, Lord, lead me to deliverance. Lead me into everlasting." Get those things on your mind. You know that you got an anger problem. You know you got this issue. Get those things on your mind. Be honest. Nobody has to see your business now. But be honest with yourself. And then secondly, come into a point of repentance. Lord, forgive me. Yeah, I did mess up. Yes, Lord, I have this problem. Lord, forgive me. And then thirdly, forgive those people that have hurt you. One of the key things to deliverance, one of the hindrances to deliverance is holding unforgiveness.
Amen.
Your pastor hurt you, and now you bitter. And because you bitter, now you don't trust no other man. All these things just attach, attach, attach. Daddy, somebody in the family rapes you. Now you're depressed. Depression leads to anger. Anger leads to high blood pressure, and you wondering why stuff going wrong.
Preach.
This is just how it works. This is how it happens. Undealt with emotion. But we're finna get rid of it now. Because I want you to forgive all those people that have hurt you, even forgive yourself for all the things that you ever did that may have caused issues to happen in your life. Forgive that man. Forgive that ex-husband. Forgive that mama that abandoned you. Forgive those people that talked about you when you was in high school, about how you looked. Forgive. Let them completely go. Those that were molested, forgive that molester. Forgive completely. The Bible says, how do you expect for the Lord to forgive you when you can't forgive your brethren?
Amen.
Forgive. Now let's pray this prayer together. And let me tell you what's going to happen here. We're going to pray this prayer together, then I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to begin to call out some things that you may or may not be dealing with. I may call out anger, I may call out stress. But the Bible says that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we call those things out, they have to leave our lives. They have to, because they have no right to stay. And as I begin to call those things out, I want you to begin to take some deep breaths and let it go. Stress, poverty, everybody needs to take a deep breath when I say the spirit of poverty. Because
yes.
I'm sick and tired of the devil messing with my money. He's going to loose this tonight. So we're going to pray a prayer together, then I'm going to pray, and then we're going to begin to call those things out. All right, repeat after me. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I just heard one. Together, together.
Everybody.
Y'all said y'all want to be delivered. Let's do it now. All right, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus,
Lord
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I forgive my ancestors.
I forgive my ancestors.
And descendants.
And
I ask you to forgive and bless them.
I ask you to forgive and bless them.
Forgive me for my sins. And I forgive myself for sins against the body. I break all curses. All hexes.
All vexes.
All vexes. And all demonic ties that bind.
And all demonic ties that bind.
I break all soul ties.
I break all soul ties.
Caused by witchcraft.
Caused by witchcraft.
Or sexual sins.
Sexual sins.
Lord Jesus. Stir up any spirits.
Stir up any spirits.
In my subconscious mind.
In my subconscious mind.
So they can be identified and cast out.
So they can be identified and cast out.
I take authority over Satan. And all the forces of evil. According to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to pray now. I'm going to pray a prayer, and then I'm going to begin. That's okay. Tell them to calm down. They're going to come out in a minute. Let me explain deliverance to you. As I begin to call them out, you may feel some things. You may feel just like Alice is. You'll feel heaviness. You'll feel pain, maybe on the shoulders, like something is sitting there. But as they come out, you're going to feel it get light. Sometimes they may speak. So don't be alarmed, okay? That Alice, that heaviness that's in your chest is about to leave you because that spirit that's sitting there is about to leave. I just had to serve notice on it. I'm going to pray now. Satan, we come against all powers, principality, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against all demons inside or outside of any of these people here tonight. The Bible says, behold, I give you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We intend to exercise that power to set ourselves free now. Satan, we come against you by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God, by the name of Jesus, by the authority of these believers in the unity of our spirits. Lord Jesus, we pray now, God, that you will come and have your way in this deliverance. God, we now take authority over any demonic force, and we command that they line up in rank and order and come out quickly. I unlink all spirits from assisting one another. I bind the strong man and any principalities that may try to assist. And I command every spirit that is not like God to come out now. The spirit of witchcraft, come out now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to breathe, y'all. Occult spirits, come out now. Indian curses, voodoo curses, Masonic lodge curses, curses of death, curses that were brought on by oaths, curses from drugs, curses from witchcraft, curses from witches in the surrounding area. Curses from abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and mental abuse. Familiar spirits from the bloodline, come out now. Abusers, come out now. Abandonment curses, come out now. Rejection, curses of slavery and prejudiceness, curses of poverty, I command you to come out now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unforgiveness, root of bitterness, resentment, bad temper, spite, destruction, torment, confrontation, hate demons, shame, guilt, rage, anger, violence, retaliation, gossip, slander. I command you to come out now. Rejection, curses of rejection, self-rejection. That's right. Cough it out. Get rid of it. That's it. Cough it out. Curses of rejection, self-rejection. Fear rejection, come out now. Come on out, all the way out. Depression, darkness, blackness, despair. That's right, get rid of it. Come on out, spirits, come out now. Discouragement, defeat, hopelessness, loneliness, gloom, worry, anxiety, suicidal tendencies, death and destruction, premature death. Come on out, all the way. Come out now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sexual curses, incest, curse of barrenness, curse of death, adultery, abortion, homosexuality, lesbianism, pornography. Come on out. I hear you coming. Come out now. Fantasy lust, masturbation, fornication, lust of the eyes, rape, harlotry, prostitution, curses, brought on by oral and anal sex, sex with animals, unnatural use of the body. Come out now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I need you to begin to breathe deep, y'all. Breathe. Breathe now. Begin to breathe them out. Infirmities, sickness spirits, arthritis, diabetes, heart attack, high cholesterol, cancer, indigestion, dizziness, PMS, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, back pain, headache, muscle ache, hot flashes, hormones, lupus, fatigue, tiredness, weariness, laziness, the spirit of death, premature death, addictions to people, panic disorder, Parkinson's disease, soul ties to former partners, soul ties, homosexual and lesbianism, soul ties to ex-wife or ex-husband, one flesh bond, bad family soul ties to animals, soul ties to the occult, soul ties to pastor and congregations that have hurt you, soul ties to pets, soul ties to ungodly soul ties with mother and father. Come out now. Lord Jesus Christ, that's right. Come out. You come out, all you unclean spirits. Mind spirit. The spirit of confusion, nervous tension, nervous habits, restlessness, anxiety, mental illness, nervous breakdown, nervousness, nervous control, insomnia, sleeplessness, insanity. Keep it caught. When you're coughing, you're not choking. They're just coming out. That's all. Cough them out. Madness, forgetfulness. You may spit up. You may throw up. The spirit's coming out. They're coming out. Jealousy, envy. Just spit them out. Distrust, selfishness, doubt, and unbelief. Come out now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, somebody is being delivered. Hallelujah. Come on out. Let me. Nervous eating, compulsive eating, addiction to food, bulimia, anorexia, starvation, death spirits, come out now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, guilt from the past, shame from the past, unworthiness, embarrassment, shyness, guilt from abuse, guilt from sexual abuse, the spirit of pride. That's right, come on out, you unclean spirit, pride. Come out now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rebellion, stubbornness, self-will, disobedience, witchcraft, Jezebel and Ahab spirit, come out now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fear of man, fear of failure, fear of accidents, fear of life. Come out now, distrust, jealousy, envy, fear in disguise, come on out now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, marriage-breaking curses, divorce, curses of divorce in the family, marriage abuse, mental abuse, verbal abuse, sexual and emotional abuse, fussing and fighting, strife and contention, backbiting, controlling spirits, resistance spirits, dominating spirits, insecurity in the marriage, grief in the marriage, pain in the marriage, self-pity in the marriage, loneliness, rejection from the spouse, rejection from the children. Come out now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, drugs, legal and illegal, medications, smoking demons, cigarettes, nicotine demons, come out. Cocaine and control, alcohol, come out now. Liquor spirits, drunken spirits, addictions, all types of addiction, addiction to coffee, addiction to Facebook, addiction to TV, addiction of all types, come out now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grief, sorrow, heartache, sadness, crying, grief from loss of a loved one, come out now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All indwelling spirits, I command you now to loose these people and let them go. Any spirits that may be hiding, I command you to come out now. Manifest yourself and come out now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take your legal rights away and I cast you into the abyss now. Come out now. Come out now. That spirit that's in the lungs, come out now. That spirit that's on the shoulders and in the back,
Jesus, come out now.
Come out now. come out now. So I hear you speaking in tongue because of your deliverance. Hallelujah. You set free now.
God, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
You're set free now.
God, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hold it. Let me ask you a question. People on the line, if you feel a heaviness in your body, I need for you to let me know. If you feel a heaviness, tell me you feel it.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Is there anybody on the line that feels heaviness?
Yeah, on my ear.
On your chest. I command that spirit that is attached to your chest come out completely. If you have to speak in tongues, press mute. We're still in deliverance right now. Press mute if you can. That spirit that is on the chest, I command you to loose now and come all the way out. All the way out. Anybody else feeling a heaviness?
Yes, my shoulders.
Say it again. I can't hear you.
My chest and my shoulders.
I speak to those spirits that are in the chest and on the shoulders, and I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to come out completely, all the way out, out of the chest, out of the lungs, out of the shoulders, off of the back, all the way out now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hear a spirit manifesting. I command you to identify yourself. Who are you? I hear you. I hear you. I hear spirit. I command all these indwelling spirits to come out now. If it's still on your chest, tell me. You may yarn, you may belch, that's how they come out. If you still feel a heaviness, let me know.
I got like a stabbing in my side.
Uh-huh. Well, some spirits come out and they tear. There's scripture in the Bible that says after he torn him, then he came out. Yes, they do try to hold on to the flesh on the inside, and it may feel like you're being cut, but as they come out, there's going to be a mending and healing, and you won't feel it in a second. Just begin to breathe it out. Come all the way out now, every spirit, even those spirits that are hiding. Come on out now. Anybody else feel a heaviness, let me know. I want to make sure that they all leave. Anybody else feeling a heaviness? How you know that it's done, you'll feel very light. For the spirit of heaviness comes the spirit of lightness. You'll feel very light and peaceful in your spirit.
Yes.
Who's feeling that? That's you? You feel that now?
Yes.
That's because they're all gone. Your temple is clean.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Anybody else still feeling heaviness? Let me know. Anybody else feeling heaviness? I don't want to stop ministering until every temple is clean. If you still feel something heavy on the inside, let me know. So everybody feeling good now. Everybody feels light on the inside. Come on, talk to me. Let me know.
I feel like I lost about 50 pounds.
That's right. That's it right there. That's it. Yeah. Anybody else? Come on, I need to hear your testimonies. Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Anybody else?
Thank you, God. I feel free.
Anybody else? Experience deliverance right quick. Come on, let me know that the Lord delivered you. Let me hear you. Anybody else is set free. You feel the peace of God now. Identify. Let me see who you are. Who else is it? Praise God. Is there anybody that's on this line that was delivered today that has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Let me know that. All right, then we're all Holy Ghost filled, and everybody by now should be praising God like madmen because the Lord just set you free. You
ought to
be running down the street.
Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Father, we bless you on today.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah.
There you go, Apostle. I'm done. The Lord has done his work. Hallelujah.
Amen. That is very powerful. And that beats calling them out individually when all of them just being just come out one time. Don't you just love that? Amen. I truly bless God for you all deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited for y'all. Amen. Y'all should be rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah. You all have been delivered. Amen. I want to make sure, amen, that it's, being that you all have been delivered, amen, sometimes the when a spirit comes out that's attached to your illness, amen, you experience a healing as a result of that spirit of infirmity leaving your body. But I want to know, just to make sure, is there anybody else, amen, that needs healing in their body? Y'all should feel good by now, but I just want to make sure, amen, is there anybody else that's in need of a healing in their body of any kind? It don't matter what it is. Amen. Just want to make sure. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So everybody on the line is delivered and healed. I bless God for that. Hallelujah. Everybody is delivered on the line and healed. Hallelujah. We just got a caller from North Central Texas. Amen. God bless you. Who is that just called from North Central Texas?
That was Brother Marcus, man of God.
Prophet Marcus, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. I had to get off the phone last night because it was storming where I'm at.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was storming pretty bad.
Man of God, you had just missed a mass deliverance on the phone line tonight. We have a woman of God, Apostle Natalie Davis. She just ministered mass deliverance on the line, and a whole bunch of folks was being set free in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They was being delivered. So I'm truly rejoicing in their deliverance. I feel so good right now. I'm rejoicing in their deliverance.
Mm.
I truly bless God for that.
Mm.
Amen. Amen. I truly, truly bless God. Bless God. Amen. It's good to have you on, man of God. It's always
Amen.
A pleasure.
Amen. It's good to be on, man of God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I really don't have too much to say after that. Hallelujah. I don't have too much to say, man. Ain't nothing left to say. Amen. Amen. Does anybody on the line have anything that they want to say? Even if it's a testimony or even if you still have not received your healing or anything like that. Anybody that's on the line tonight that has anything to say, I'm going to tell you like they say, speak now, forever hold your peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Monica Davis said, I'm speechless. Praise God. Wow. Alice Jefferson says, I feel good. Good. I know that's right. Amen. Prophet Thompson, what's going on with you, man of God?
I'm just sitting back looking at the goodness of God.
I know that's right. How you feeling, sir?
I am blessed of the Lord. And yourself?
I am doing wonderful. I am doing wonderful.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Since don't nobody want to say nothing, look like I got to go down the list.
Sometimes it be
amen.
Like.
Amen. Prophet Damien just logged into the chat. Man of God, you just missed a mass deliverance on the line tonight. It was a blessing. Amen. And this is for the first time. I'm actually speechless for the first time. I'm tripping on that myself. I'm actually speechless. Because normally I'll find something to say. Amen.
Amen. But I am speechless because the Lord has done a work. Kingdom Deliverance. Apostle Davis wants to post her website. Yes, ma'am. Post your website. Post all your information. Amen. Amen. KingdomDeliverance.net. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Pastor Jackie says she feel good also. Amen. Hallelujah. Divine 108. Who is that?
Mama Laverne.
Mama Laverne. Okay. How you feel, Mama Laverne?
I'm great. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, how them ankles and them feet looking?
They feel a little thick, but they
amen.
Not hurting, so that's key to me.
Amen, amen. I'm still speaking that they're going to go down right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, and I'm receiving that, too.
Amen.
I'm not
going to
let it go. No, no, no.
Amen. Hallelujah. I forgot which one that was, but I think it was Alice. I'm not sure, but her feet went down overnight. Amen. We prayed last night on the line, amen, and the next day the swelling was gone, completely gone. So, amen. Might be an overnight thing. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Wow. Monica, she already typed in the chat room. No, that's Alice. That's Alice. Monica, how you feel?
I just told y'all speechless.
Wow. Hallelujah. Come on now. That's what I'm talking about right there. Amen. Who's calling from Ohio?
Mama Fran.
Mama who?
Francis.
Mama Francis, how you doing?
Just doing pretty good. I thank God for being here on the line tonight. Just to be in the prayer, I truly do, because I have been praying and battling a cursing demon of my own, and I thank God tonight because I receive and speak deliverance, and I just thank God that I could get that call to say, come on the line. Just keep praying for me that I stay humble and be what the Lord wants me to be and not what I want to be.
Amen.
Just keep me in your prayers.
Amen. Amen. That is truly a blessing.
Thank you.
Amen. South California, who is that?
This is Minister Adams out in Long Beach, California.
Minister Adams. Okay, how you doing, sir?
Blessed in the Lord. I really enjoyed the move of God that I experienced today. And the anointing of God showed up in a mighty way to deliver. Amen. I not only knew by faith that people were being delivered, but I felt the deliverance power. Amen. Moved as the woman of God was speaking. That was like a thickness, a feeling that you knew that God was doing what he was saying he would do in his word. And it was awesome. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I stood in agreement with it. And I love when God shows up on the scene and do what he said he would do.
Ain't that it?
Yeah.
I know that's right.
You do what he does. And you're in the midst of it and you experience it. It's an awesome feeling to see him do it. Amen. Manifest itself and change lives. And I've been touched. And I believe everybody that experienced this move tonight has been touched in a way that will never be the same. Amen. Every time we're in his presence, we're changed forever. And I love it. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it. I'm glad to be here. And I thank God for what he's doing in the midst of his people. God bless you all tonight. Amen.
Hey, amen. And Minister Davis, you have Adams, I'm sorry. You have a ministry of deliverance too. You're definitely I see that you're definitely called to that area of deliverance. My God, and
Amen.
You definitely have a prophetic anointing that's on your life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
Amen.
Also seeing that, you know, there's been some things that has been suppressed too.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things and some things that God has placed in you that has been suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
But in this season, the Lord is going to bust you loose from that here.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm serious. I see you more like Samuel. I really do. While I'm talking to you, I'm seeing like the prophet Samuel.
Hallelujah.
That's that kind of anointing that you have upon your life.
Hallelujah.
You know, Samuel was a judge and a prophet. You
Thank
see.
You,
and judges were types of apostolic ministry. And see, Samuel, if he was in the New Testament, he would be a very, very prophetic type of apostle.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you had this spoken over your life or not, but you have that same type of anointing upon your life.
Amen.
And in this season, the Lord is really going to bring, he's going to stir that prophetic up in you a lot of times when you're going to want to be quiet. It's going to be just like Jeremiah. It's fire shut up in your bones. Jeremiah wanted to shut up because of the persecution. He wanted to shut up, but he couldn't. He just couldn't help himself. He was
yes.
so full of God. The prophetic was so full in him. He had no choice but to speak.
Thank
and man of God, that's the season that you're in.
Thank
Amen.
You,
people around you, Hodabashata, don't really want to recognize fully what God has placed in you. But the
mm-hmm.
thing about it is, God going to bring it out anyway. They have no choice.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And
yes.
there's some things
yes.
that God is going to teach you, too. And
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the norm because we had normal stuff too long.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But but the Lord is really going to really complete what he started in you because he started a mighty work. And then I'm seeing a period where you kind of slacked off and a period where you kind of stagnated. But now it's like you're at a place now where you're climbing back up that ladder again. You see what I'm saying? And this season here, the Lord wants you to be ready.
Amen.
The Lord wants you to be ready, you know, because
yes, Lord.
You are finna have an experience with God that you have not experienced before. Matter of fact, in this season, the Lord told me this is the season of increased angelic activity on a scale that we have not experienced before.
All right.
It's like I see the angel of the Lord reaching you something. Sometimes the Lord speaks in symbolisms,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes the Lord, when we see something, it'd be just that too. But I see the angel of the Lord handing you something. I don't know quite what that is. It looks kind of crazy. It might sound crazy, but he's handing you something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Normally that means that he's entrusting you with a certain type of ministry. And this ministry, he's given you the authority behind that ministry. Yeah,
Amen.
So there's some things that the Lord is going to have you to step out on, and everything financially is going to line up for you, too, to do what God has called you to do. And you're not going to have no worries. And there's some things that's going to change in this season in your life, too. There's some things
yes.
the Lord's going to change even now, some things that you've been petitioning the Lord for financially,
yes.
relationship-wise, and things
yes.
like that. You know, all that has been going on. The enemy has really been attacking that. But all that was designed
Amen.
To discourage you because the enemy does not want you to get to where God needs you to get to.
Amen.
And I hear the Lord said that in this season, if you press through, you will see your
Hallelujah.
Breakthrough. If you press through, your breakthrough is in your
yes,
press through. So the Lord is the Lord is stirring up that gift of faith in you too. Amen. And the Lord said, just endure a little while longer here. You got a little while longer to endure, but he's
yes,
keeping you in the midst of what you have been enduring. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord is going to really be pulling you closer into prayer because
Hallelujah.
You have a strong anointing for prayer. Amen.
Hallelujah.
A prayer warrior. The Lord has given you the authority, like the woman of God said, the Lord has given you the authority over some things. Amen. Some things in your life will not change until you stand up and take authority as the man of God that you are and walk in that prophetic authority that God has given you. Amen. Don't deny who you are. Amen. I don't care what man say you are. You are who God say you are. When you begin to stand up and walk in that authority that God has given you, I guarantee you're going to see things turn around that week. That week, that very same week, that very same week. I'm going to tell you like Apostle Hill said, you don't prophesy now.
Hallelujah.
There's power in your words. You don't prophesy enough. You don't speak to it. You don't call those things that be as though they were enough. You don't do that enough. Amen. The power is in your words. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. In the Hebrew, that word power literally means hand. It literally means hand. It's the word yod. It literally means hand. So that shows that there's creative power in our words.
Amen.
So you can create. You can create chateau. Your desired result just by the confession of your mouth. And then when the word is mixed with faith, come on now, not just any kind of faith, but the gift of faith, it'll begin to, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or manifest some things. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
So this is your season to press.
God.
It's a press, man of God. It's a press.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I received that word. That was an accurate word. Amen. Amen. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle Blair.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to open my mouth tonight at all.
Go ahead.
But you were speaking to the man of God.
as you were speaking to the man of God, the Lord began to speak to me. And he said, to tell you, sir, there's been some things he's even instructed you to do in ministry that you've been wrestling with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you've been playing tug of war with the Lord. And the Lord said, in this season, he's about to shift you into a greater dimension. And he said, what he tells you to speak, speak it whether they like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Speak it whether they receive you or not. Your assignment is to deliver the mail from the messenger. And if they don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet and move forward. But there's a lot that God has strategically shown you and spoke to you and dealt with you about, and you've been wrestling with it, and you haven't moved, and you haven't done expeditiously as God has told you to move. You've been worried about what folk are going to think, what folk are going to say, how folk are going to receive it. But God said, when I tell you to speak, speak. Mm-hmm. When I tell you to move, move. When I tell you to go, go. Because in this season, there's a great blessing God has in store for you. But whether you receive this blessing or not is going to be predicated upon how obedient you are. The blessing is going to come in your obedience. Don't hold back. Don't wrestle. Don't question. As he begins to speak, go decree and declare what he put in your spirit.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And that's even further confirmation to the things that the Lord has spoken unto me, and that definitely bears witness with my spirit. Amen. So, man of God, I encourage you, prophet of the Lord, amen, I encourage you to go forth and do what God has called you to do. And as you move forward, everything will be in its place.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Caller from South Illinois. Amen. Who is that?
Sister Lakeisha, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. How you doing, man of God? This is Sister Lakeisha.
Amen. How you doing? I just wanted to get your testimony, amen. Was you here for the deliverance?
Well, I came in kind of like on the end because I was dealing with the kids, so I didn't really get a chance to hear everything.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Elder Thompson had invited me, and I really appreciate it. I just didn't get a chance to do it when he told me to, but I tried my best to get here.
Amen. You, my Lord, I was trying to skip you, but the Lord wouldn't let me. Amen. I was just trying to go down the list and be good. Amen. Because I was speechless, but now I got something to say. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. I bless God. Hallelujah. Are you in ministry yet? Are you operating in the ministry yet?
No, sir.
Has the Lord ever dealt with you about that?
I think that's what I'm going through now. A lot of different things have been going on with me lately, stuff that I don't even understand.
See, the thing about it is when you're in transition, I tell everybody this all the time, when you're in transition, a lot of times, you know, when you go through transition like that, it causes a change. It causes a change. You see what I'm saying? When you transition, you're moving from one place to another in the spirit. So what is happening is this: your transition is disrupting things that are around you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you are transitioning and actually into the ministry that He has called you to. Amen. He is transitioning you there. And understand this, okay? It's not about, you know, you respect authority. Don't get me wrong, all right? Respect authority by all means. Don't upset the authority of your pastor or whoever's in authority over you. But understand this. A man can make a prophet. Let me say that again. A man can't make a prophet. Only God can make a prophet here.
Yes, sir.
The Lord may allow you to be under the supervision of a man or a woman of God, but understand this, that that man or woman themselves cannot make that vessel. Only God can make them. God may give them oversight, and as oversight, He'll give you spiritual wisdom. The Bible says that Eli ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Amen. So Samuel had his own divine connection with God. He was growing in God. Eli was just watching over him. Amen. And as that system kept going, the Lord began to appear to Samuel. You are also a powerful intercessor too. And the Lord's going to increase you in the area of intercessory here. And see, the thing about it is everything around you going to work itself out here. The Lord just wants you to get to a place in Him where you can let Him deal with you.
Yes.
Not only about your call, but it's some personal things that He wants to deal with you about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's some personal things. Amen. You know, very personal. I'm not going to say nothing over the line. Amen, but it's some very personal things that the Lord wants to deal with you about. Amen. Because as we go forth, amen, as you go forth in the ministry, amen, these things can't go with you. So God is going to deal with you Himself. Don't nobody got to call it out or nothing. He's going to deal with you Himself. Amen. He's going to get you ready for what He's called you to do, because you have a great work. Did I ever prophesy to you before?
Yes, sir.
I did, huh?
Yes, sir.
Amen. That same word still stands here.
Yes, sir.
That same word still stands. And the Lord told me to tell you, too, that He loved you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I pretty much got everybody except Pastor Jackie. How you feeling, Pastor Jackie?
I'm feeling good. I thank God for my deliverance. Not only my deliverance, but my daughter's deliverance. I claim it out.
Amen. We know that the same deliverance that God performed in your life, amen, is going to be performed on your daughters. Amen. Matter of fact, you're going to take part in your daughter's deliverance. You're going to play a major part in that.
amen, of a complete deliverance. Amen. Amen. Because once you deliver, then you can go about and establish deliverance in the life of others. Amen. But I want to make sure that everybody on this line has been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And when you baptize in the Holy Ghost, according to the Bible, you're going to speak in tongues, you're going to prophesy, you're going to do one of the two. But the most common is speaking in tongues. Amen. Because the Bible says every believer ought to have new tongues. Amen. Every believer ought to have new tongues. So I want to make sure. Be honest. Be honest, because after that deliverance, you're going to need that. I'm telling you, the Bible says that when a spirit leaves, it goes into dry places, it finds rest and seeks none, and goes and gets seven spirits more wicked than themselves. Amen. Amen. Prophet Thompson said it's more on the way. Amen. They come to the house and find the house swept and garnished. Amen. But they don't say it was filled. They found it swept and garnished. They found it clean, but it won't fill. Amen. And those spirits are able to come back when it's not filled, when your temple is not filled. Amen. Yes, you do have the authority, but you need the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you're able to be witnesses. Amen. So I want to make sure. I want to make sure that everybody is, I want to make sure that everybody, praise God, is filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost. And ain't nothing bad. To make you feel better, I'm going to give you my experience here. I used to be scared to death of tongues. Amen. I used to be so scared of tongues, I used to run from them. You know, and then people in my church used to tell me, you're going to get baptized in the Holy Ghost one day. I'm like, I don't know about that. I'm like, the devil is a lie. I don't want that. You know, but deep down inside, a part of me did, and then, you know, the other part was just scared. So I was like, the devil is a lie, like that. And then one day, the minister was preaching. The pastor went out of town, so he left the church in charge of the head minister, and she called me up there for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She just called me up there all of a sudden, and, you know, and then she laid hands on me, and she said, the Spirit of God is here, and she laid hands on me. I began to move and all that stuff, and I hit the floor, bam, and she said, speak, and I just began to open my mouth, and shut up, I came out. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing spooky, crazy, nothing. You see what I'm saying? It just came out. I flowed with it. Amen. So I want to make sure that you all have been baptized with the Holy Spirit. You've been immersed in the power of God. Amen. God ain't going to slap you around, throw you around like a rag, though. Amen. He's going to sit on you. You're going to feel some heat sit on you. And then you're going to open your mouth, and it's just going to come out. Amen. You're going to feel some heat in your throat and your tongue. Amen. It's some good heat. Amen. And you're going to begin to speak, amen, and your tongues are going to be able to come out. So I just want to know, before I go any further, who have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit, speak now, forever hold your, well, not forever hold your peace, but hold your peace for the rest of the line. Amen, before we get off. Amen. Amen. So everybody have new tongues on here. Amen. Guest 13. Hallelujah. He said guest 13 got baptized August 15th last year with six of her kids. It was historical for her. No tongue yet, but it's coming. Amen. You can receive it tonight. Hallelujah. The power of God is on the line. Amen. If God can deliver, he sure can get you baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. It's coming. You don't got to wait. Amen. By the power of God is flowing on this line tonight, you can receive it. You can call in. Praise God. Amen. You call in. Amen. And the woman of God and myself, we can pray with you. Amen.
Well, I'm requesting prayer from the healing of my husband's body and the salvation of my children.
Amen. And who am I speaking with?
Shirley Anderson.
Shirley Anderson, amen. And were you guest 13, or you are another person?
Oh, I'm another person.
Okay, Shirley Anderson, you said you wanted prayer for the salvation of
for my children and the healing of my husband and myself.
And yourself, what's going on with you?
Oh, I have diabetes and high blood pressure.
You have diabetes and high blood pressure.
Yes, and he has dementia, and he's bedridden. I can't walk.
How far along is his dementia?
Well, he's been having a little for probably about 3 years, but it's just getting a little worse now.
Amen. We're gonna believe God tonight. Amen. For your healing, his healing and deliverance, and for your children's salvation. Amen. What I want you to do, amen, I just want you just to relax yourself. Amen. And I'm just going to pray for you.
Okay.
Amen. And Father, I thank you for the anointing that's upon this line tonight that you've placed on this line. And Father, I thank you for this woman of God that's on the line. Father, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity that's afflicting her body in the mighty name of Jesus, and I command that it go and that it loose her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I command healing and regulation to her blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus, and I command all diabetes to disappear. By the stripes of Jesus, he is healed. She is healed right now by the stripes of Jesus. I thank you that the blood of Jesus washes away and cleanses away all sickness and all disease and all afflictions. Father, I thank you even now for her being healed. And I decree and declare her healing, and I command her to be healed now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. How you feel now?
Oh, I feel fairly well right now.
Okay. With the diabetes and the high blood pressure, what do you normally feel throughout the day?
Well, some days I feel pretty good, and then some days, you know, not as good as other. I have arthritis in my body, and sometimes I have difficulties in walking.
Okay. Amen. Well, I'm definitely believing God for your healing tonight. Amen. Tonight. Tonight, my God. Ooh, I felt the Holy Ghost on that. Amen. We're going to go to your husband. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I send forth the word like Jesus did the centurion soldier. Father, to her husband. What's your husband's name?
Frederick.
Who is it?
Frederick Anderson.
Frederick Anderson. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I send forth the word to Frederick Anderson right now. I send forth your word of healing. I send forth, Jesus, healing to the mind. I command dementia to go, schizophrenia to go, in the mighty name of Jesus. Schizophrenia and dementia, I command it to loose his body in the name of Jesus. Loose his mind. I command a sound mind. I decree and declare a sound mind, a sound mind. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. A sound mind in the name of Jesus. I command dementia to go, that's attached. Amen. I see you, woman of God. That's attached to the root of rejection. All dementia, I command that it be detached right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That root of rejection, I command that it be uprooted right now. And I command that dementia go. I break every attachment by the power of the blood of Jesus. And I command that it be gone. Dementia and schizophrenia, go. That's rooted in rejection. Go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I send forth that word. Amen. And your children,
Father, I pray for the children right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for a deliverance coming soon to their children. Deliverance coming soon. I thank you for a powerful testimony of your love, your grace, and your mercy to their children, Father. Father, remove everything and everybody from around them that don't mean them no good. Remove all bad company from around them, all bad influences, all bad company, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Remove it from around them, Father. Anybody that don't mean them no good. And send somebody to them. I thank you for sending somebody to them that's able to minister deliverance and salvation to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for their salvation. I thank you for the piercing and the conviction of the heart. I bind up every spirit that tries to hinder the movement and the conviction of the Holy Ghost in their life.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind up all spirits of hurt, bitterness, rejection, self-hatred, depression, oppression off of their lives.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. All spirits of bitterness and hatred, I command you to be uprooted from their lives in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
I felt the Holy Ghost on that thing with your husband. My God,
oh.
I felt that.
Praise God.
My God. So I'm believing God and did something for that. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
So much.
I wouldn't be surprised if he my goodness, wake up in the morning, cook you breakfast. Hallelujah. I bless God.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. Apostle Davis has something to say. Go ahead, woman of God.
God bless you. I would like to speak to you concerning the Alzheimer's with your husband. As the apostle was praying, there is a generational mental, I don't know how to call it, from your husband's family. Do you realize that there are some things that happen in a family? You know how grandma got diabetes, somebody else got diabetes, somebody else. You know how it does like that?
Yes.
I break that spirit that's on the male side back 10 generations, and I prophetically speak deliverance to you now because I see going back even back before some people that he doesn't even know, there's a spirit of rejection that entered into the family, and because of that spirit of rejection, it caused the infirmity of mental problems to go forth in the family, and that's why your husband have contracted this Alzheimer's, but the good deal about it is that is broken now. I break it back 10 generations, and I break it for future generations. Your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and their great-great-grandchildren will not have to deal with that. I also speak the same thing to you concerning the infirmities that are in your body. It is broken, and you will no longer have to deal with it. One of the hardest things that I see that you deal with is the spirit of faith concerning your healing, because you've dealt with it for so long it seems to be accepted. But don't let go of your faith. You can tell me when I'm talking crazy or I'm off, but don't give up on the faith yet.
That's right.
Do not give up because you don't see the results in a timely manner. But concerning the family, back 10 generations is broken now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. I'm done.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Definitely a word from God. God bless you. I see Prophet Knight in the chat room. God bless you, sir. It's good to have you on. Amen. Amen. Anybody else that I have not spoken to yet? Okay. Guest 13, I see you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Guest 13, the Lord is going to do something very powerful and strategic in your life.
I'm feeling that, you know, there's been some personal struggles and hardships that you have experienced. But the Lord wants you to be encouraged here. And, you know, your prayers and your tears have not gone ignored. And there's a lot of things that you desire to do better for yourself and better for others that are close to you. But in this season, the Lord is going to open the avenue for you to be able to do it. Amen. And also see some reconciliation taking place in your life. I don't know with who or what or who, amen, but I see some reconciliation taking place as well. The Lord is just going to have you to really be at a place of peace. You know, guest 13, I'm talking to you, amen. I want to make sure that you hear me. Okay, you hear me. The Lord is going to bring you to a place of peace. Because I see a lot of times where the enemy has come to try to bring guilt and shame and condemnation and try to remind you of even past mistakes. But my Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Yeah? And old things are passed away, and all things become new. And I hear the Lord saying that all things is going to become new in your life. Shotolobasi sotelemakasatarabat. And the Lord, because you've come into contact with the anointing that is on the line tonight, the Lord is breaking some things off of your life. Amen. You should have felt yourself getting lighter even when you was on the line. I don't know if you was on the line while deliverance was going forth or not, but you should feel stuff breaking off you. I still see stuff breaking off of you. Amen. And I come against that spirit of torment, rejection, and things and like spirits, amen, that have come to try to bring condemnation to your mind. I break that off in your life right now in the name of Jesus, and you shall be everything that God has called you to be in this season. And everything that the devil meant for your bad, guess 13, I don't know who you are, but God is turning around for your good this moment, this night. Harabo shot talabasi. Send in the makato robo shot. Hetolabo korebasi. Hedabakandi lamasorabosia. My God, the angels of God are moving on your behalf now, even now as I speak to you. Hedabasi. Setolabo korobashata. Hayatalabasi. And doors that have been shut in your face. Hatolabo korobosata. I hear the Lord say, try again. Amen. Because the same doors that were shut in your face is the same doors that's going to be open unto you. Amen. And some extra doors along with that for the thing that you have had to suffer. I speak that into your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reconciliation, I heard the Lord say again. Reconciliation is coming to you. Amen. I don't know who that's with. And what's that for? But I knew I heard the Lord say, reconciliation. Amen. Shato. Setele bekasoto. Robabasha. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I think I spoke to everybody, I believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think I spoke to everybody. Amen. Yes, 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 yes. How could I ever forget? How could I ever forget Apostle Davis? Woman of God, you've been such a blessing on this line. Amen. And the Lord is finna send sowers too. The Lord is finna, my God, I just bless your ministry. I decree an increase in resources. I even speak in an expansion. Amen. The Lord, the current deliverance ministry that you are doing in your region, I know we discussed earlier that the Lord has not led you to begin that ministry yet, amen, as far as establishing it as a church, but I see a ministry coming soon, amen, that's going to be under your oversight. And you shall raise up many sons and daughters in that region. Amen. To go forth in the and the mantle double fold that's upon your life. Amen. And the Lord says, too, that he's sending sowers to your ministry. He's sending sowers. Amen. Because you've been faithful over the little that God has given you. Amen. You've truly been faithful despite the hardships. Amen. But you still trust God in the midst of it. Amen. And for that, God is going to increase you here. There's some things that you've been desiring. There's some things that you've been wanting. Amen. But you've been so focused on the ministry. Amen. And pouring out and delivering and ministering deliverance to other people. Amen. You've been pouring out on other people. But now God says that he's going to send some folks to pour out unto you. Amen. He's getting ready to send some people to pour out unto you. Amen. And the Lord said that you shall never know lack. Ah, shotorobosia. You shall never, ever know lack. Amen. You shall not be acquainted with lack ever again. Setorobosia. In Jesus' name. Your ministry is blessed. Your ministry is blessed. And God's going to show you how blessed it is. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, I bless. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Prophet Thompson said there's more on the way. Some folks just hit him up on Facebook. Amen. There's more on the way. Hallelujah. My goodness. Every time I try to close out, amen. Amen. Last time it was like this, I was on here for 5 hours. Prophesying the folks. Excuse me,
Apostle. Yes. Can I say something right quick? My daughter, she came in here. You already said something to me. I'm sorry. She came in here talking about she may have to go to the hospital because of her wrist, and I don't know what happened. She didn't hit it on anything. She just said it's been really hurt, and all of a sudden, it just started hurting like last 10 minutes. And I was going to ask, can you just pray with her? This is Sister Lakeisha.
Okay, put your daughter on the phone.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Markeisha?
Sorry
about
that.
Hold on.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Amen. Robo shake it a massy telemaco robo she. Remana masondo la macassi telebo. Hallelujah.
Okay, here she go, Apostle.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Amen. Your mom was telling me something was going on with your wrist. Can you tell me a little bit about what was going on with your wrist?
I don't know. I can't really grasp stuff.
You can't really grasp it. Which wrist is it?
It's hurting all by the thumb. Like I hit it or something.
Okay, which wrist is it? Your left or your right?
Right.
You're right, I felt that. What I want you to do is I want you to take your left hand and I want you to put it on the area that's hurting you. And I'm gonna pray for it here.
Hold it. Okay.
All right. I'm going to pray for it here, and we're going to believe God to remove all discomfort, aches, pains, whatever is going on with it.
Yes, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this young woman, Father. I thank you. Father, and I just know, Father, you to be a healer, and I believe you to be a healer and a miracle worker. For that's one of the many reasons why you sent your son Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to her wrist and her thumb area where she's having all that difficulty and that pain, Father, and I command every ache, every pain, and every discomfort to go. In the name of Jesus, I command that it leave right now. For by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed. And also you said in your word, we're not only healed, we were healed. So that means that our healing is complete. So, Father, I speak to that pain and that ache, and I command that it go. never to return ever again. I speak healing into that wrist area right now, right now, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the cross of Jesus Christ, I command that it be done now in Jesus' name. Amen. How do it feel now?
It feels good a little bit.
Amen. Amen. Now, do it still hurt?
No, sir. It just feel like energy popped.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So was it, before you came on the line, was it hurting?
Yeah, it was hurting bad.
Wow, and now all the pain is gone.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Come on, oh. Jesus. Let me tell you something. You go to church with your mom, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you actively involved in the ministry?
No, sir.
You're not. I'm going to tell you something. You have a call upon your life. And it's almost like a tug of war with you. The Lord is showing me this about you. It's almost like a tug of war with you. It's like God is trying to pull you one way, and it's like the enemy is trying to pull you another way. You know? But the Lord said that he got such a better life for you. You know, and in your heart you desire to do the things of God. But I was in your position too. I know how it is out here. But the Lord said that he got so much in store for you. Yeah. He got so much in store for you. He got a wonderful husband for you in due season. And he told me to put emphasis on that due season part. Amen. Yeah. The Lord wants you to give him everything you got. Everything you got. The Lord is telling me that for you. He told me to tell you that he loved you here, and he said that nobody can love you like he can. Amen. Nobody can love you like he can here. And he said once you know him personally, he said that you will know what true love is.
Yes,
amen. He just want to love you. He just want to pour all that love out on you. Amen. Because you've been through some things. There's some things that you got going on inwardly now that you keep bottled up.
Yes.
Am I talking right?
Yes, sir.
There's some. How old are you, matter of fact?
16.
You have so much stuff bottled up on the inside. You deal with a lot of hurt and rejection. And I'm not trying to do nothing to embarrass you. Amen. Because the Lord loves you, and He wants you to know this. Because I might not never get a chance to speak to you again. Who knows? I might not. Amen. But you have a lot of stuff bottled up in your heart. You really do. It's like you are a balloon that's constantly inflating, getting ready to pop. And the Lord told me to tell you too that all that rejection, all that hurt that you have bottled up on the inside of you, because Some things you might tell, and a lot of things you don't tell, period. You know, but everything you got going on here, he's getting ready to erase it. And there's nothing that you got to do. There's nothing that you got to do. The only thing you got to do is accept what he's doing in your life.
Okay.
You don't got no boyfriend yet, do you? Huh?
No, sir.
That's good. Keep it like that here. I'm serious. The Lord got somebody picked out for you, and it's not the ones that's been checking you out and trying to holler at you and hit on you and whatever. That ain't it. Amen. So the Lord wants you to be encouraged, and the Lord told me to tell you that you are very beautiful in his eyesight. The Lord told me to tell you that. Amen. So this is God talking to you. And he wants you to be fully committed to him. Amen. How do your wrist feel now?
It feels good. I keep moving it because, like, it don't hurt no more.
See, you know why the Lord did that for you? Because he wants you to know that he is truly real. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And if he can do that for you, just imagine what else he can do for you. Amen.
He said, just give me a chance, the Lord said. The Lord said, just give me a chance. Yeah. He said, just give him a chance. He said, I'm going to prove myself. Not that God has anything to prove, but, you know, sometimes when we question things, the Lord likes to prove himself. Amen?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. You be blessed.
All right, you too.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thanks, God. Thanks.
Amen. She won't have to go to the hospital now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We got some more folks that have logged in. Praise God. Amen. God bless all y'all on today. Amen. Apostle Davis, you have anything else to say?
Do I have anything else to say?
Yes, ma'am. Because the Lord used you powerfully, and I want to make sure that everything is... Yes, indeed. I don't got no problem sitting back.
Something that I believe, and I do this with the permission of the apostle, but deliverance comes in so many different ways. I believe that there are some people on the line that had never experienced deliverance before who are truly delivered. They're here on the line. They can tell you that they really are delivered. The things that were on the inside that they were once dealing with, like stress, like emotions, is now gone. I believe that there may be some people that were dealing with poverty or dealing with financial issues. I know I got some people on here. You can tell me that's you. You can type one in the chat room. But I believe that the Lord even wants to deliver us, even in our finances, with the world that's crazy, the economy that is so crazy. I want to challenge you all tonight to sow into the Spirit of Elijah Ministries. We've seen the hand and the power of God move tonight, especially for those that were truly delivered. If God can move in such a way, I believe he can do the same thing in your financial life. So I want to challenge you all tonight to sow a seed, sow into the life and the ministry of this man of God. The Bible says if you bless a prophet, you'll receive a prophet's reward. I want you to do something that you've never done, especially those who had been delivered. You have a reason to bless God, not just with your mouth, but tangibly bless the Lord by blessing this man of God tonight. Go to the website, however which way the Lord would lead you to do it. But I want to challenge you all tonight to sow into the ministry that blessed you. So tonight, you know, you got blessed by being delivered. Now show God how grateful you are by sowing into this man of God tonight. If you'll stand with me and sow, just press a 1 in the chat room so that he can see all those who will support him tonight. I know I will. So if there's anybody else that will join with me, even at a later date, I want you all to sow into the ministry that blessed you. So in the season that we're in, we're going to have to be helpers to one another. And if poverty was one of those areas that God needed to deliver you from, how do you combat the enemy? You're no longer in poverty, so you can sow now. That's how you combat that, by sowing seed to take back and to diminish the spirit of poverty. I don't have anything else to say, but I do want to challenge you all tonight to sow into this ministry. All right. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And if the Lord is, and y'all know me, y'all know I don't take up no kind of offering, nothing. Amen. Y'all know I don't do that. Amen. So that and actually, you know, that was kind of like, she laughed and said, I didn't say offer. Amen. But y'all know I don't ask for seeds. Amen. And I just, you know, that does bear witness with my spirit, though.
Amen. So I'm going to actually put I don't have an account for the ministry yet, but that's in progress. So I'm actually going to put the address where you can mail it to, amen, in the chat room, so that you can be able to send it there. Amen. I'm gonna put that in the chat room. Amen. Prophet Knight, I saw you. Amen. If you could just call into the call on the line tonight. I strongly feel that the Lord has a word for you as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Putting in my address. Okay, he said okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. We got a whole chat room full. Hallelujah. Amen. I truly bless God for you all tonight. Amen. Prophet Thompson said, I told you so. Yes, you did, man of God. Yes, you did. Amen. And truly, we have received of the Lord tonight, my God. And this is what ministry is all about. I want to say this. This is what ministry is all about. Ministry should be about people getting free, not about, you know, what you can draw out of the people. Amen. And if you are, and if you sow into a ministry, praise God, it should be a ministry that's making an impact in your life. Amen. I can't sit under a ministry that I can't get healed and delivered at. Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Amen. I can't sit under a ministry that, my God, that I can't get healed and delivered at. Amen. I can't do it. Because if you're unable, I mean, the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. So if you're not moving in these things, then that means you're not a believer. Because this is proof. That scripture is proof that you're a believer. Amen. You know, so I feel sorry for a lot of people that sit under a lot of powerless leaders. And I hate to say it like that. Because the people of God are in need. Amen. I never seen so much sick folks, so much diabetes in the church in my life. I don't believe in that. That is like against my religion. I don't believe in sickness in the church. I don't believe in demon possession in the church. You can come in that way. Amen. You're welcome to come in any way you want. Amen. You can come in butt naked. We just throw a sheet around you and get you healed and delivered. Get you healed and delivered. Amen. We'll throw a cloak around you or something. We got coats, amen. Somebody can run up to the store and get you some clothes. Hallelujah. It don't matter how you come in, but it matters how you leave out. Oh, shatarabasi. My God, I felt that. Felt that in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on now. Prophet Knight.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Man of God, you are in a new season. Amen. And in this new season, new things are going to happen. The old cycles are not going to keep repeating itself. Amen. The old things are not going to keep. It's almost like sometimes it's like a cycle. Sometimes things, it just seems like it's never ending. It's like it'd be gone for a while, it'd be over with, and then it tries to surface back around again.
Yes, sir.
How about Shatola Basi? My God. But that cycle is broken. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Glory
ha,
to God.
Robo Shatarabasi. Hebo Shando. My God.
Yes, God.
My God, that cycle.
Just give him just a moment, Prophet. He'll be right back. He must have lost his signal.
Yeah. Amen.
That's how the enemy fights on this line.
Yeah. My God.
Nevertheless, God is still good.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
You know it had to do it. You mean my phone just had to do it. It just had to do it. You know, but anyway, back to what I was saying, man of God. It's been a struggle, the Holy Ghost say, personally with you and ministry-wise. Just for that devil, I'm going to give you two black eyes, a broken nose, some knocked-out teeth, swollen lip, and
Glory
a
to God.
And a fractured cranium in Jesus' name. Uh-huh. Yeah. But can I tell you something? That struggle is over.
Glory to God.
Abo Shando.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm. My God, the Lord is going to refresh you too, because a lot of some things that's been going on around you, with you, was designed to weary you. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it was designed to discourage you. Uh-huh. But even in the midst of it, you had your moments, but for the most part, amen, you trusted God.
Amen.
You trusted God. You know,
amen.
People have questioned you. You have questioned yourself. You know, in certain situations, sometimes we question God, like, when is this going to change?
Yes,
you know, but this is out of both shot. This is the season of change for you.
Glory to God.
Ah. And the things that you have been praying for and the things that you've been petitioning God for, not only for yourself, but on the behalf of other people, you finna see it come to pass.
Glory to God. Amen.
You finna see it come to pass. And it's some things that God is breaking off of you right now. Some burden, some weights that you've been carrying. But I see the Lord breaking it off you right now. He's removing it. He's removing it. He's removing it. He's refreshing you. A fresh wind is blowing your way. And that fire that's been trying to be, and that fire that is on the inside of you that the enemy has tried to snuff out, the Lord said not only he's increasing it, but the wind of God is coming and is standing on fire in this season. There's going to be a fire upon your feet. There's going to be fire in your hands, and there's going to be fire in your belly. And you're going to go forth like the prophet Jeremiah, and the words that the Lord is going to release from your mouth is going to break in pieces, horrible shata, everything that the enemy has tried to set up. Because the anointing like that of Jeremiah is upon you, man of God.
Glory to God. Yes.
It is upon you. Shata, horrible seed. And in this season, mark my words, this season, shata, horrible seed.
Glory to God.
Yes. God. Shandela Makaso, Groba Si. The Lord is going to take you to another level.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking you to another level. And I'm feeling also, too, Setalaboko Rababashando, Edabo Shah. I'm also feeling, too, that there's even been some things and some people around you that's been trying to suppress what God has placed in you. But the Lord says you're going to bust through that, too.
Glory to God.
Horrible shot. My
Thank
God.
You,
my God. My God. Shato. Jesus.
Yes,
you're busting loose, man of God. You're busting loose here.
Amen.
You're busting loose.
Amen.
My God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, you breaking loose. Man of God, how old are you? Are you married? How old are you? You don't mind me asking.
32 years old.
32 years old. Are you married?
No, sir.
My God. Could I sing that for you?
Amen.
But, did the Lord show you her yet?
Well, I'm praying to see if this one is the one, and so I'm in the process of seeking the Lord. And
Amen.
And I just don't want to get in, I don't want to be in the wrong place. I want to be in the right place. And so
I know that's right. Take your time here. Take your time.
Yes,
amen. Amen. But I do see that for you.
Amen.
Amen. It's not gonna be as long as you probably think it's gonna be.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's not gonna be that long. Amen. Because the Lord is doing a speedy thing in your life, and a lot of things you've been praying about. Not just that, but there's a lot of things that you've been praying about too. You know, the Lord is gonna do that for you.
Amen.
The Lord is gonna do that for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's some things financially that's going to line up for you, too.
Amen.
I see a promotion somewhere. I see a promotion.
Amen.
A promotion. I don't know if you work now or not, but I just see a promotion.
Yes, sir. Spiritually or naturally?
Amen. Either one, because a lot of time when God speaks stuff like that, it don't never be what we think it means.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious. It don't never be. The Lord has spoken some stuff over me, and I'm like, but how in the world can that apply to me? But the Lord meant it in a whole other way, and it happened the way that the Lord meant for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
God. Amen. I receive it.
Amen. I see you. Faith 99436.
Amen.
She said, amen. Just joined the call about 45 minutes ago and asked that you would pray for my uncle who fell off a 20-foot ladder, Jesus, today while trimming a tree limb. Thank you that the only physical problem he has is that he broke his left collarbone. Because he had a chainsaw in the hand when he fell. But he is in the choir at his church and asking that God would touch him on tonight and bless him to be able to carry on the Lord's work in spite of what has happened today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We send forth the word to your uncle right now. And see, one thing about me, I got crazy extreme faith when it comes to stuff like this. I believe God can fix his collarbone.
Amen.
Just by sending forth the word. Amen. I believe stuff like that. Me. That's the kind of stuff that I believe. Amen. Because if he can heal anything over the phone, come on now. When you send forth the word, what is Jesus we talking about? Come on now. The Bible said we do greater works. He sent forth the word. Amen. And the people was healed. So, amen, why can't you send forth a word and a miraculous miracle take place?
Amen.
Amen. So, I send forth the word to your uncle right now. I send forth the word to his collarbone, and I command that broken collarbone be reconnected. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, let your kingdom come and your will be done, and let it be manifested. Right now, by the stripes of Jesus, he is healed, restored, despite how the accident came. But Father, I thank you that even though the accident happened, it
it is being used as an opportunity for your glory to be shown. New collarbone, I speak it now in Jesus' name. It is so. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
I can believe stuff like that. I don't know about nobody else.
Amen.
But I can believe stuff like that.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God is so awesome. Amen. Amen. Despite the devil trying to hang up my phone, yes, devil, I blame you. Everything bad, I blame you. Amen. Hallelujah. My Jesus. And also, the lady Tracy Humble, I got your message to, my God. Is a Humble in the chat room? Humble, yeah, Humble 040. Hallelujah. Amen. What is it that you desire prayer for? Amen. I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we bless you. We thank you. Set a la vaca, set a la boxy. Send in the coro boxy, get a basta. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Set a la boxy, set a la vaca. Amen. Well, Humble, Tracy, I'm going to just pray for you anyway. Father, I send forth the word to Tracy. Father, everything, Father, that she needs will be supplied in this season. Amen. Continue faith, guidance, and patience, and increase in the anointing. Father, I thank you, Father, for putting her in that secret place with you, Father. Father, I thank you for the gift of faith being stirred up in this season, Father. And I thank you, Father, that her ears are open right now. I command her spiritual ears and her spiritual sight to be open, Father, to see totally and to hear completely and clearly everything that you're speaking to her in this hour. Father, I thank you for clarity and direction on some things that she has questions about. Father, I thank you, Father, that the things that you place in her spirit to do, that you're going to open the avenue for her to do it. And, Father, I thank you for increase in the anointing, Father. I thank you that she shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. She shall speak and diabetes shall go. AIDS and cancer will dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that the blinded eyes will be opened. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Anybody else I have not acknowledged or spoken to, or anybody else need prayer for healing, anything? Hallelujah. I'm like, bring on the healing now. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, hallelujah. Well, nothing else grab our attention, amen. Okay, you said I do. Amen. You want to... Your glands are infected. Amen. You want to call in on the line, or are you able to? You want to call in on the line? Amen. I like to hear folks' voice when I pray for them. Amen. I like that direct contact like that. Amen. Praise God. But if you can't call in on the line, amen, I can pray for you right where you are. I can't call. Okay. Now, what glands are infected? Your throat glands. Well, I want you to lay your hands on the throat glands, on wherever those glands may be. I want you to lay your hands on them. You might have to lay both hands on them. I want you to lay your hands upon them. Amen. We'll make sure you do that. Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, while this vessel of God has their hands laid on their throat,
I speak to it right now. I command all infections to dry up in the glands in the mighty name of Jesus. I command all infections in the spirit of infirmity to go, and I command all infections right now to be dried up. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command, if there be any swelling, I command the swelling to go down now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command all infections to be healed, to dry up and be healed. I command the glands in the throat to line up with the will and the word in the kingdom of God. By the stripes of Jesus, your glands are healed completely now. By the stripes of Jesus, your glands are completely healed in the mighty name of Jesus. By the workings of the power of Jesus dying on the cross and his bloodshed, it is done now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. How do your glands look now? How do they feel? They feel good. Can you they feel good. Okay, can you tell if the swelling has went down or not? Rabalaba candida be seated aboshia. Robo shiketa masoni nemakasoto. Rindila masiki italabu robo shiketa. Not yet. Okay, put your hands back on your glands again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And Father, we declare 100% healing, a complete healing right now. In the gland, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. 100% healing. Complete healing. Done. By the stripes of Jesus. And by the workings of Jesus dying on the cross. And his bloodshed is done now. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's done now. In Jesus' name. All infection gone. All swelling gone. I command it to be so now in the name of Jesus. Okay, how does it feel now? Amen. Good. Okay. Is the swelling going down any yet? Amen. I can swallow better. Hallelujah. Amen. Complete healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The swelling is going down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I command the swelling to go down completely. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Before the show is done, I want to know how those glands are. Amen, I want to know what those glands are doing. Amen. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know God is in the healing and the miracle working business. Amen. I refuse to serve a God that can't heal. Hallelujah. I refuse to serve a God who cannot heal or deliver. That's why I thank God I do serve one that can heal and deliver. Amen. He is the only true and living God. Amen. Buddha can't heal. Allah can't heal. The grand architect of the universe, he can't heal. Uh-huh. That's for all the Masons and all that. Yeah. Osiris can't heal. Amen. Buddha can't heal. Hare Krishna can't heal. Amen. But I know who can. Jesus can heal. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. Anybody else in need of healing?
Amen. Anybody else need God to heal? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. How are those glands doing now? The glands in your throat, the one that had the swollen glands in the throat. How is the swelling going down yet? Is the swelling completely gone? Or is the infection gone? Amen. I want that thing completely gone. Amen. But it's going down, right? Amen. Amen. I should have prayed an instant healing. Amen. But you said it's getting there. It's getting there. Hallelujah. I command an instant healing in your throat with those glands right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Instant healing right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You got some folks, amen, deliverance that went forth on the line, amen. Got folks getting healed on the line. God bless you. Amen. Folks getting healed on this line. Thank you, Jesus. Is the person who I had the daughters with the wrist, is she still on the line? Amen. The person who had the daughter whose wrist got healed, is she on the line?
Yes, she is, but she's not saying anything.
Amen. What's her name?
Keisha.
Keisha? Hello? Amen. She might be asleep or something. Amen. Might be sleep, or the power of the Holy Ghost might have knocked out. Who knows? You can't tell on this line right now. This kind of anointing that's flowing right now, you can't tell. Hallelujah. It's hard to tell on this line. Amen. But I truly bless God for what he's done on this line tonight. My God. I can see these segments getting more and more powerful like this. Yesterday it started off with 5 healings on the line last night. Now today, I mean, my God, God is doing a new thing in this hour. I don't know how many folks got healed on this line. And then the woman of God prayed a powerful prayer. Apostle Davis, she prayed a powerful prayer of deliverance on this line. So many people was being delivered on this line. I mean, literally. Amen. Some of y'all should feel like $1 million. Amen. I bless God. Amen. But if we get ready to close out, if it's nothing else to claim our attention, praise God, nobody else, everybody else is delivered and healed. Amen. Everybody else is healed and delivered on this line. Everybody's been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Everybody on this line is straight, right? I want to make sure. Hey, amen. This is the quietest y'all. Prophet Thompson, this is the quietest your group ever been. Hey, amen. Normally I had two or three of them trying to speak to me. Hey, amen. Praise God.
Hey.
Amen. Hallelujah. I guess they waiting on me to call them out.
Right, sometimes they be, I don't know, it's like recently they've been quiet and just listening, but majority
Amen.
Of the time, like you say, they're revved up and ready to go.
Amen. But you know what, though? It's always good to listen. You know,
Amen.
Sometimes you can't just, you know, just be in a hurry to talk. The Bible says be quick to speak, quick to listen and slow to speak. So that's a wise thing, amen. You know, believe it or not, there's times where I shut up and be quiet too.
Amen.
Amen. I know when to shut up and be quiet. Amen. I don't shut up and be quiet when folks want me to, but I shut up and be quiet when God tells me to. Amen. He gives me the wisdom and the know-how. Amen.
Hallelujah. But I truly bless God on tonight. Amen. Thank God for y'all hanging in there. Amen. Thank God for y'all hanging in there. And what y'all have experienced on tonight, y'all hold on to it and keep it here.
Amen.
Y'all hold on to it and keep it. I bless God for y'all. Amen. I'm getting ready to say the closing prayer. I want to give you a chance now. I want to make sure that everybody's healed. I want to make sure that everybody's delivered. Amen. I want to make sure that everybody got what they need from God on tonight.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to close this thing out. Amen. Once again, Apostle Davis has mentioned about sowing into the ministry. If you really feel that, if you really feel that, Prophet Barry said we need to pray for Alabama. I'm gonna put that in my closing prayer. Amen. Amen. I will continue to pray for those in Alabama. I'm gonna add them in that closing prayer. Amen. Always forget. Matter of fact, about these storms, let me say this real quick. About these storms, don't you know that we have the power as believers to rebuke these storms? I'm gonna give you an example. The other day, see me, I told you I just believe when I speak stuff it'll happen. That's the confidence I have in God. Amen. And the authority He's given me. Don't you know I was getting ready to do a talk shoot the other day, and we've had tornado warnings straight. All this week we've been having tornado warnings a whole bunch of times this week. And you know what? First time we had a tornado warning, I was supposed to do a talk shoot, and the tornado was headed this way. I stood outside. I looked up at the sky, and I said, I rebuke you, tornado storm. I rebuke the wind, the rain, and I rebuke the wind, and I command that you cease. I'm going to do this talk shoot today. And sure enough, I did the talk shoot, and the sun was shining. I commanded partly cloudy skies, and guess what? It was partly cloudy skies. Amen. Then it tried to, then it was another tornado warning, not the next day, but the day after that. I stood outside and I said, tornado, you will not come this way. Not near tornado will come this way. And don't you know, amen, I should have rebuked the tornado told to disappear, literally. But sometimes God will have you to pray things and He leads you and guides you. Amen. But I should have rebuked it completely. Instead of saying, come this way, I should have commanded it cease, period. Amen. Don't you know that the tornadoes hit everything around except the city that I was in? Tornado tore up some houses and everything. But it didn't hit the city that I was in. I spoke and I said, the tornado will not come near here in Jesus' name. I spoke that. So it didn't come near me. It went around me. Amen. Next time I know how to pray. Next time I know how to speak, amen, because a tornado, you know, wrecked the city, amen. The city that was around me. But I say that to say this, we have power to rebuke these storms. These storms are getting more and more violent, and I had prophesied this too about 2 years ago that the tornadoes in Virginia was going to get worse. Amen. I prophesied this 2 years ago. In Virginia, we don't even have tornadoes like that. We get one here and there, you know, but we don't get a whole bunch of tornadoes like that. Amen. But I think in this month we had about 100-something tornadoes, I believe. Somebody told me a great number, and I'm like, wow, you know, Virginia don't get tornadoes like that. But you as believers have power to speak. Amen. So start using your authority here. Start using your authority to speak to these storms. Amen. And that will eliminate the casualties as a result of the storm and everything. Amen. The power is in your tongue. Amen. Amen. But before we leave, amen. I want to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Y'all know I don't say nothing about no sowing seeds. Y'all know I don't do that. Amen. But the apostle spoke. Amen. And the Lord has put that in her spirit. Amen. So I put my address up there. And if you're making like a check or a money order, just put it in my name, Lionel Blair, LIONELBLAIR. And everything that you sow is going into the ministry. Amen. For the benefit of the building of the kingdom of God. Amen. I promise you that. Amen. That your funds will be used solely for the building of the kingdom. Amen. I give you my word on that. Praise God. So I'm going to put my address in the chat room again. Amen. I'm going to put my address in the chat room. Amen. So if you're writing something, you can make it out to Lionel Blair, 2720, I'm just put it in the chat room. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me type it in. But I truly bless God for y'all on tonight. Amen. God has truly been good to us on tonight. And I truly bless God for you all. You all are a blessing. Amen. Amen. Guest 18. Amen. God bless you, guest 18. Said that while we're so concerned about money nowadays, did not God say that he was Jehovah Jireh? I think people take advantage of folk by asking for all this. Now, I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave this alone. Amen. I don't ask for money, period. Amen. Matter of fact, I didn't ask for it. Amen. The apostle presented it. Amen. Other than that, I wouldn't ask for money. Amen. I'm not asking for anything. Amen. My needs are perfectly supplied in this season. Amen. My needs are perfectly supplied. I don't miss a meal. Praise God. You know, I'm more about people getting healed, delivered, and set free. I want to put that out there for everybody. Amen. That y'all know me. I preach against prosperity ministries. I preach against that ministry because I don't believe that prosperity should be a ministry. I don't believe that it should be the focal point of the ministry. Amen. You know, so the apostle said that the Lord presented that and put that in her spirit. Amen. And it has. You turn people away. Amen. But if folks have been healed, yes, 18. Hallelujah. Guess 18 says, I understand all that, but it seems as if all people want money, want is money, and instead of drawing, we turn people away. Amen. Brother Eli, I know what you meant. Amen. You was amen to what I said. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Guess 18. God bless you. Amen. Everybody on my line, everybody on this line should know my heart by now. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you listen to my old message, you know I don't preach money. You know I don't ask for money. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyway, if there's nothing else to claim my attention, Father, I thank you and I bless your name, Father. You're truly worthy to be praised. Father, bless everybody that came in on today. Father, continue just to do a mighty work in their lives. Father, I bless your name, Father. You've just been good. And, Father, I'm almost speechless right now, Father, because I thank you for your healing and your deliverance power. And, Father, truly, I know, Father, that there's nothing but increase in this in the days to come, in the days that are upon us. Father, we pray for the people that was affected in Alabama. Father, we We rebuke those storms. We rebuke any future storm, Father, that may try to wreak havoc in the lives of the people there. Father, let your kingdom be established there, Father. And thank you that when your kingdom comes, your will be done. It overpowers all the workings of the enemy. So we rebuke the principality of the power of the air right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we command these storms not to be so violent. In Jesus' name. Father, help the people. Help them financially, spiritually, mentally. Father, make a way out of no way, Father. The homes that was destroyed, Father, give them new homes, Father. Father, just wrap your loving arms around them. Demonstrate your love in this season, in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. I love you all so much. Amen. You all have been such a blessing just by coming on. Amen. Y'all bless me by getting blessed. Amen. Y'all healings and y'all deliverance truly bless me. Amen. And I'm going to thank God some more. Amen. As I get off of here, amen, I'm going to go and I'm going to tell everybody what God did. Amen. On this line tonight. So y'all be blessed here. And remember that truly healing and deliverance is for you. Hallelujah.